Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast is back with episode number 141. It's the census 2. And now here's a man who always has his finger on the pulse of the people. Here he is, the host of 3.5 podcasts, 0-time Olympic gold medalist. It's Akiva Whitaker.
People at work like found out that I have a podcast, but no, I didn't tell anyone I have 3 podcasts. I try and keep that close to the vest.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know. First of all, I'm very happy to be here. It's very nice to be podcasting with you again. It feels like it's been a little while. It's
been a minute.
I'm in like a little bit of a different world now. The only way I knew what day of the week it is because we had scheduled like this Thursday podcast. So I'm like, all right, 2 days till Thursday, 2 days till Thursday. Because for me, it's like, you know, it's day 7, or really it's just like Groundhog Day, where every day is the same thing. Come in, there's, you know.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm a little tired.
I can hear it in your voice. Like, I feel like I've talked to you enough at a time. I'm not getting a visual, but I'm hearing like that your voice and you sound like a little bit, maybe, is there like a congestion?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm congested. I also like woke up pretty.
Yeah.
You know, recently. But yeah, I haven't seen my family in a month, which like in some ways is like gives you more energy.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not like, no one's jumping on me and waking me up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But like, I don't know what day of the week it is usually.
Mm-hmm.
My brain is like a mashed potato, but I am very happy to be here. I'm very excited to do this podcast, the podcast as a whole, writ large, Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, but also this episode.
Yes.
I haven't been doing really any podcasting. We banked some 32 fans.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't bank NGOG.
Yeah.
But I'm here. And I'm happy, and I think I lost the first census in an epic collapse. Like, I had a massive lead and you won like the last bunch of questions to win.
Wow.
So, 2 years later, I'm back.
Can you, put the rumors to rest? The Renapbot said that you were planning on starting a new podcast recently.
A fourth one?
Fourth and a half one.
I first of all, I didn't know that. One of the nice things about being very busy, which usually I am not, but I have been, is I really haven't been on Twitter at all. And I think it's good for people. I think Twitter's bad.
Yeah.
I think social media is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That's like, so I did not see that Renapbot tweet, but tell the Renapbot I say hello.
Okay. All right. So we are here with census number 2. Okay. The original census took place on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. You want to guess a date, Akiva?
It has really been a while. I'm going to say pre-pandemic.
Yes.
I'm going to say September 2019.
Yes, that is correct. September 13th, 2019.
Wow. It's almost 2 years. That is a good guess. What episode of Renap was it?
I'm looking at it. What, you want to guess? Okay, this is boring. 49.
I was going to say 43. Okay.
Yeah. So September 13th, 2019, you, me, and Taylor Cotter Boudreau.
The great Taylor Cotter.
Yes.
Yes.
That we went through everything and had our first ever census. It was her pitch.
Yeah, it was her idea. And just for all the TC stands out there, she was, of course, asked to join us as well. But she's got like a kid, I think.
And a business.
A dog and a business, a husband. Yeah.
Okay.
And not a podcast.
All right. So we have with us no slouch when it comes to the numbers, because she is Excel's biggest stan. Let's welcome back XL Shannon, aka Private Island Shannon, to the podcast. And this is not my biggest stan, Christina. It is XL Shannon.
Hey guys, thanks for having me back. Back to back Shannon guests here.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Should we only have Shannons from now on, Rob?
Yes.
You could, like, there's guys named Shannon. We could, you know, we could really get a nice mix
next
of people.
Next week, Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp.
Not and Sterling Sharp.
No. Who are other famous Shannons?
Should we do Queen and King of the Shannons?
Well, it is. Yeah, we could. It is
maybe
the Olympics.
We should do, like, Prime Minister of the Shannons.
Yeah, oh, that's not bad. Do you remember Shannon Miller, like the original, like Simone? She was like a very good gymnast. She's a famous Shannon.
The original Simone? No.
Simone Biles. I'm saying, like, Shannon.
I got it. No, I would not have.
famous Shannon.
There's Shannon Elizabeth.
Shannon Elizabeth. That's good. Yeah, we could get Shannon Elizabeth. Shannon Tweed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rob's pretending not to
Michael
know who that
Shannon.
Is. Michael Shannon. See, is Michael Shannon a Shannon? That's, people are wondering. According to Rob, obviously, no.
I think Michael Shannon is more of a Shannon than Dave Matthews is a Matt.
So if his name was Dave Matt, if it was the Dave Matt band, you'd be
all
alone.
If his name was Dave Matthew, then I would think it's closer.
Shannon Stewart, remember the Blue Jays leadoff hitter for a bunch of years?
Mm-hmm. Shannon
Doherty.
Stole
a lot of bases. Shannon Doherty's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a good mix of Shannons. We could do Prime Minister of the Shannons.
Okay. All right. A lot of YouTubers apparently named Shannon,
and women's soccer players. There's like four women soccer players named Shannon.
Okay. So we have a census. How's this all gonna work, Akiva?
Okay, so basically what we did this time, and really Will from America did it, was he compiled, anytime we said, should that go on the census, we had a debate, you know, what's better, peanut butter or jelly?
Yes. Okay. Cause I thought that I was going to commend you because I had not looked at the census, at large, but mm-hmm. I had seen people tweeting about it. I'm like, oh wow, I can't believe Akiva wrote down all those questions.
No, I don't remember anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Will from America wrote them all down. He had like 50. I just picked like the 20 of them that I thought you would like the most and that would be the most interesting to guess.
Okay.
And then I added like five more that I thought would be interesting census type questions.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, Shannon, I think there's 25 for us to bet on.
Yes.
Which is less than last time, but it was also a long episode last time.
Yeah. Okay. And Shannon, how have you been?
Pretty good. I've just been working and studying for the most part.
How is the private island?
The private island is good. I haven't been there recently, but my parents are there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you live with them, but if you live with
I
them,
do,
that's
yeah.
like, then, oh, got the house to myself. It's, parents are on the private island.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read you some of the questions that did not make the census?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is it murder if you're higher on the food chain? That could have made it, but I don't know why I didn't get in there.
Was that something that we discussed?
Everything here we discussed, yes.
Okay.
Is Akiva groovy? is Chester?
Let me ask Shannon's opinion. Is Akiva groovy?
I don't really know the definition of groovy.
I don't think he's groovy.
I don't think I'm groovy either.
Because I don't know anyone who's groovy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like
there
if
aren't
some
a lot of groovy
if some people from the 70s showed up and then they hung out with Akiva, do you think that when like Akiva leaves that they're gonna be like, oh, that guy was pretty groovy?
Probably not.
Yeah. Is there a person that they're gonna say that about that?
Yeah, a lot of people, I bet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Chester hot? Didn't nope. make it.
Didn't make it.
You
didn't want to know?
I didn't want to. Without his permission. I forgot to ask him. Are ears head pockets? I don't remember that conversation,
no,
but that's
no,
I guess something.
That should not have made it.
Okay. Is Finding Nemo science fiction?
That did make it.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a lot. Do you like Clubhouse Rob or Among Us Akiva better? That didn't age so well. I haven't played Among Us in a very long time.
Yeah, and I recently have been on Clubhouse this week.
That is true. Would you get a Rob tattoo? I just didn't want to encourage it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that shouldn't be on there.
Is having an affair the same as cheating?
Oh, that you didn't want to know the answer to that?
I guess I did, but there's maybe a similar question on there.
I mean, I don't think it's worded properly.
Yeah, I didn't love the wording of
it. Yeah. Is having
is it murder
an affair,
if you use a magic?
I think having an affair is always cheating. I think the question is cheating always having an affair?
Right. Yeah. That's I think what we said. And the other two, this one I should.
Well, I want to hear from Shannon. Then we didn't get the census answer. What is the answer?
Say it again.
Is cheating always having an affair?
No.
Okay.
Is it murder if you use a magic spell to bring a doll to life and then use a spell to turn it back into a doll?
Hmm. And the doll kills people?
Had that one.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that's not part of the question. It could be an evil doll. It could be a good doll. That should have been on there, honestly.
Oh, make the doll be murdered by making
basically
it,
like
when Lindsay Lohan tried to do that to in the movie.
Yeah, so that was a great question. That should have made it. And is podcasting a job? Also, didn't make it. I didn't want to hurt your feelings if people said no.
I mean, do I stop getting the money if they say no?
Well, they said. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember having a lot of these. Is a crab a scorpion? I don't remember having a lot of these conversations. Yeah. But apparently we did.
That feels like that was born out of astrology talk.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Shannon has 25 questions for us today, but I wanted to do stakes first.
Yeah.
I had an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I'm very into the Olympics. I've been working on the Olympics.
Yeah.
The most boring, worst event at the Olympics. Do you know what it is, Rob?
Boy, I'd have so many guesses.
Well, a lot of people think it's the race walking, right? You know about the race walk?
No.
So basically it's like a track and field event, but it's not on the track. It's I guess kind of more like the marathon, but you can't run. Mm-hmm. You have to have a foot on the ground at all times. Men's 50 kilometer race walk is often called the worst event in the Olympics. It's being removed from the Olympics due to lack of popularity and the fact that it's not really safe.
Not safe.
Yeah, well, a couple Olympics ago, the leader, I think, got really sick, pooped his pants in the middle of the race and didn't win.
How long are they race walking for?
50 kilometers, baby.
Wow.
50 kilometers is 30 miles, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, it's 31 miles.
Yeah.
That's longer than the marathon. It's nuts.
Okay.
Anyway, I think the loser of the census should have to live tweet the men's race walk. You don't have to watch the whole thing. You have to drop.
But I'm trying to actively not watch 1 second of Olympics.
Well, I have got, Rob, I have a suggestion for you then.
Yeah.
Just beat me today in the census. It would be funny if the only Olympics you watch was the men's race walk.
All right, fine. You tell me when it's on.
I will tell you. So, I picked this one because this is, I mean, it's the longest one, but it's also the only one that's not on at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's on in the middle of the day.
Okay.
4:30 Eastern time on Thursday, this coming Thursday, not today.
Okay.
You have to drop at least 3 live tweets for the men's race walk. Whoever loses. Is that fair?
All right, fine.
I mean, it'll be good content. I think people will enjoy you watching the men's race walk if you lose.
Okay, so it's on the Thursday of the first week of August.
Yes, correct.
August 5th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, sounds good.
Yeah, those are fun stakes.
Yeah. And you're going to live tweet it if I win?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be at work. Yeah, that's not a problem for me. I'm on the clock, baby, mm-hmm. if I'm live
You should have to live tweet the Big Brother live feeds.
Oh, should I do that? How about that?
You should have to do something for my job.
Okay, fine. If you win, I will live tweet the Big Brother live feed. And if I win, you have to live tweet the men's 50 kilometer race.
Sure. Sure.
Those are good stakes. Okay. I like this actually. And this is actually something we could pay off because a lot of times someone, you know, we owe people untold amounts of money.
Yeah. Look, we have a tab, but sometimes then we're going to win bets against those people also.
Yeah. I think we have to double or nothing, everyone. We should do an episode where we just try and get out of our welch out of our bets with double or nothings.
Yes. Okay, Shannon, are those interesting stakes?
I know. I like those a lot. Those are fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
People, I think, will like if I live tweet the feeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So
from the new Scally.
Okay. I do not really know what the questions are. I tried to avoid finding out.
I do have an advantage because I did pick the questions. That is true.
Yeah. Okay. So, Shannon, what was the first question we asked people? Oh, by the way, 1,000 responses to this came in?
1,160.
Okay.
Very good. And we locked it. I didn't post it till yesterday because I'm a busy boy.
Mm-hmm.
And we locked it. I wanted to lock it after 1,000. I don't know why, but I figured it's enough. But that's a lot of responses in less than 24 hours. Great job to the audience. It seemed to be a lot of excitement for this episode online, which was cool.
Okay, some buzz. Okay, so we are trying to guess the percentages, right?
Right.
What we did last time was one. So she'll say, what do you like better, vanilla or chocolate? And let's say you would set the line and you say, I think 48% of people said that they like, I guess maybe you do the higher number, 52% of people said they like chocolate. And I would either say, no, it's higher than that or it's lower.
Okay.
If we don't have to do it that way, we could do it.
I think that's good unless you have something better.
We could. Well, the other option is we could each guess. And whoever's closest. I think that might be fun.
I have it set up the first way.
Okay. Yeah, the first way. You're overthinking it. I think you're overthinking it.
Well, I don't think I'm overthinking, but how about this? So Shannon says, like, vanilla or chocolate, and we just switch off who gets first guess. So, like, Rob would say 50.
Yes.
And then I would, then instead of saying higher or lower, I would just say, no, I think it's 42. And whoever's closer wins.
Is it Price is Right rules?
No, it's not Price is Right rules.
I really like the first way better.
Okay, fine. Well, then we'll do the first way. There's a question for the third census, which way is better? And then we could implement that
Shannon,
for the fourth
census.
Shannon,
what do you think? You're the tiebreaker.
I like the first way.
Yeah.
Also because that's the way I have it right.
Yeah, because somebody sets the number and then the other person has to guess it.
But the third census, we're going to ask if we should.
Sure. In the third census.
We should do it. And then for the fourth census, we could implement our
2 years from now, 2023, we'll do in the third census.
Okay. I think this should be called Census 2021.
It is.
This episode.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll pass the notes along to the production team.
Sure.
Last time there was also a best bet where you got, I think, 2 extra points if the person guessing over or under was extra positive it was over and under.
Okay. So
Are we doing that again?
We get one best bet. I think it should be 1 point. 2 points sounds high. Okay. Is that okay with you, Rob? Where you're certain you're right, you get one. You get
bonus
one best
point.
Bonus point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Do you lose a point on the
ready
best
for the first
bet?
Question?
Yes.
Wait. So if I say so, okay. So Rob's winning 8-7. He says I'm certain here. Best bet. 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You lose 2 points. The other person gets 2 points.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how it works.
The other person gets 2 points, right? Or I lose 2 points.
Well, whoever wins that category
gets
the point.
You're like adding another point to the
stakes.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct. It's like it's a little bit like Jeopardy. Yes. Did you see somebody got a -7,400 on Jeopardy 2 days ago?
No.
Wild stuff.
Yeah. You should have to pay the money if you're -7,400. They should have to write a check to Jeopardy on the way out.
I believe that's a Simpsons thing. I think Marge in an early season goes on Jeopardy, like it finishes in like -5,000 and has to pay them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe that.
I mean,
so it's
fair.
So funny. It was like, it was an early Simpsons bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, that is a good idea. I think you should have to pay them, you know, because it'll teach you how not to buzz in the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like imagine if it is like, well, this is $1,000. Like if I ask you a trivia question and it was like, are you willing to wager $1,000 on it? You'd be much more hesitant.
Yeah, be responsible.
Just press a little buzzer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Question number one, Shannon.
Question one. Are you afraid of heights?
All right.
Yes or no?
Why
do we want to know this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not my question. I think are you afraid of heights is the one maybe listener submitted question that made it.
Okay. I mean, a little basic, no?
Well, we start. You start basic and you get more complicated.
Yeah. Okay.
It was tied together with how tall you are. So I don't know if there was like a reason that we wanted to know if taller people were less afraid.
I don't think
heights,
that's what it was, but Shannon. I think it was. I don't remember why it was there, but also I didn't want the first question to be like a very inside baseball question because I wanted non-Renap people to also be able to answer. So I just went with like the most question.
To me, it's also like, will you go up a ladder versus like, would you stand on the edge of a skyscraper? Like everybody's afraid of heights at some point.
But that's part of these questions is like, there is no context. You sort of have to think like the average person.
Okay.
I know it's very hard for, someone maybe up there in, a high status person to think like, what is the average Joe? I remember the average Joes.
I talked about average Joe.
Yeah.
This week
remember
with
pros
Chappelle.
Versus Joes.
No, we did. I don't think anybody could find that with Chappelle and Jenny Auto. We talked about average Joe.
You don't remember pros versus Joes?
I remember it, but I don't think anybody could find it.
Anyway, so who's setting the first number? Are you afraid of heights?
Shannon, you call it.
Call it in the air. I say heads.
Kiva.
Okay, so I'm setting the number. I'm going to say 42% of people are afraid of heights, Rob.
Okay, 42% of people are afraid of heights. I'm going to say that the number is lower than that.
Rob, are you afraid of heights? Like, would you answer
again,
yes or no?
It's not like one of my top like 30 fears, but you know, if you brought me to the top of the Empire State Building, like,
what's
I'm
your
not
number one
feel
fear? Spiders?
You know, clowns. Mostly.
What about the snake? What about the Raleigh cobra? Was that a fear that you didn't really seem too
scared
really, about that?
You know, too worried about snakes. But if you put a snake on my lap, I'm not going to be comfortable.
Ah, okay.
It's not, but it's like when I'm up in the middle of the night, thinking about like worst case scenarios that are going to happen to me. Snakes getting me is not really on my radar.
What are you? So you're thinking about clowns getting you?
I mean, is there a clown? Like, sure, certainly. Like, I ever lost sleep over clowns? Absolutely.
If there was like Raleigh clown loose, there's a Raleigh clown scaring people, like going to people's bedroom windows and like yelling ah, and then running away. Do you think you'd be able to sleep that night?
I mean, if there was a clown on the loose, well, yeah, I that would be uncomfortable. Certainly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying under 42% of people are afraid of heights?
I think it's like a concern, but is it a top fear for people? No, I don't think so. For some people, yes, but like almost half of the people that did it, fear of heights is a thing.
I get very like queasy when I'm lightheaded
I'm gonna say it's under.
What do you think, Shannon?
It is over. 46% are afraid of heights.
Wow. See, I thought I set that number too high, but
close.
Yeah. Because it's a yes or no, I think it's like, well, yeah, you know, a lot of people are afraid of some heights, right? Nobody's like, hey, I'm 10,000 feet up in the air, I'm cool. If it was like, is it your main fear? If we said heights or snakes, I bet snakes would have won, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a great question to start things off.
All right. Well, only up from here.
It wasn't first. Akiva moved it from lower down up, I think. So it was lower.
Why? I don't get what the obsession was here with this one.
I wasn't obsessed with the question. I just wanted to make it clear the first question shouldn't be like a very inside baseball question.
Yeah, I was just trying to you know what? If I was a listener, if I'm listening to this and I heard that was the first question, I'm like, I'm going to give it two more questions. This sounds like this is going to be very basic and boring.
Okay, but I don't think it's going to be basic and boring.
Okay, we'll see.
Remember the order because my brain's mashed potato. What, Shannon, is question number two?
Would you know enough to be a doctor in the 1800s?
Boom. Okay. See, not basic.
Okay.
That's not basic. A famous question we've debated on the podcast many a time.
Yeah, I would have led with this.
You know what? I thought it was, listen, let me get you inside my producer brain.
Yeah.
I thought it's just like a little bit too wacky to start with. So you start with the one basic and then you're like, boom, hit you in the mouth with the second question.
Okay.
Would you know enough to be a doctor in the 1800s?
Now, again, people would have to, you wouldn't have like a phone. Like if I was a doctor in the 1800s and I had a smartphone, I think I could be like the world's greatest doctor.
Yeah. But WebMD would make you the world's greatest doctor. That's true.
But I do know stuff. I feel like that almost half of the people that took this would feel that way. I'll say that 45% of the people that took the poll feel like that they could be a doctor in the 1800s.
Now, I know I could not, so I'm trying to think like myself, and I'm maybe less competent in some areas than other people. Like, do you think you could be a doctor in the 1800s?
I think that if I was in a town and they had no doctor, then I think I'd be one of the better candidates, but I also don't want to be like trying to like cut people. I mean, I don't think I would even cut anybody open because it's not going to go especially
so you'd be
great.
Like more of a family doctor. You'd be like, come here, little Johnny. What's the matter?
Yeah, I think
sniffles?
People would be like, oh, we put some leeches on that. And like, no, you actually don't. Don't do that.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, like, what's your value add as a doctor, though, in the 1800s?
I think I would
know
like, when they say, like, something is, like, some, like, witchcraft or, like, wives' tale, that's going to fix it. I think I would be the voice of reason to say, no, actually, that doesn't work. That doesn't...
So be, like, the hater. You'd be a doctor, but you'd really just be, like...
I think I would, like, keep people from, like, making the treatment worse than the actual disease.
Right. You'd be like, I don't know the answer, but I know it's not the answer to most of these questions.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're saying like, oh, that person is, they've got the devil in them. Well, I got to burn them. Like, no. I think that, you know, yeah.
That's just gout.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying 46% of people think they could have been a doctor.
I guess it's 45.
45? Okay. Trying to get an extra point in there. I think people said yes, this because people can be irrationally confident, even though I don't think most people could be, unless it's like maybe 30% of people answer are doctors.
You think 30% of our listeners are doctors?
Probably. They're very successful, very good looking. Mm-hmm. I'll say over 45% of people said they could be a doctor in the 1800s.
It is over, but it's over by 0.1%. So I know last time we did, if it was between 1%, there was an extra point. The person guessing?
Oh, do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, of course.
So,
of course, who could forget that?
Who could forget that?
That very normal rule. So if you guess within a point, the guesser gets the point too. How does it work, Shannon?
Last time, I don't think the guesser got the point, or like the person doing over under got the point.
Oh, so
we also did not clarify that rule ahead of time. He would get 2 points and you wouldn't get any. I think he would get 2 points and you would get 1 point.
All right, the census is picking up, baby.
All right, wait, but I don't think it should be 2 and 1 because it should just be 1 and 0. There's no reason to.
Yeah, it just doesn't make much.
Okay, so mm-hmm. Rob gets the point there, you're saying.
Yeah, and Akiva also thought I said 46 and would have said the over.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have mattered. Oh, it would have been under there anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he should have been wrong either way.
Yeah. Okay, so that is a good rule. You should have mentioned it before, and now we know who Shannon's rooting for.
We mentioned it 2 years ago. You don't remember?
That's true. September 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're within a point, you get the point. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 1 to 1. Shannon, what's question number 3?
Yeah.
Are you a lemonade?
I didn't get 2 points for that. Shannon just said I get 2 points for that.
No, you get 1 point for that question.
Yeah.
She said it was 2 to 1. She said, I get 1 and then you get 2. But we may as well just do it 1-0. There's no reason to give.
In the future, though, if it's like exact, but then you guess wrong, if you would have guessed under, then.
I see. Okay, fine. So you get 1. Okay. So it's. So what's the score? 2 to 2?
2 to 2.
Okay.
That's 2 to 2. Easy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. With all due respect, Akiva, I'm going to go with Excel Shannon for the numbers here.
No, she's not math Shannon. She's just Excel Shannon.
I mean,
you give her the numbers and she plugs them in. I don't know if she does the numbers herself. Shannon, how are you at math?
I'm very good at math. I majored in math, basically.
Yeah. A good college?
Ohio State.
The Ohio State?
Yes, the Ohio State.
I mean, if you said you played football at Ohio State, I'd be like, geez. Yeah. No, that's a good, that's a very good school.
Okay. So what's question number 3?
Are you a lemonade or iced tea person? And we are going to set it for lemonade.
Okay, so we're going to set lemonade.
Yeah.
Do you remember having a conversation, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, we did talk through the idea of our sour ones many a times. Also, Jason Curtis Rivera came on the biggest stand tournament to talk about how he was the biggest lemonade stand. So I think it was probably out of either of those conversations.
I will say there is a lot of iced tea and lemonade at work, and I have not been taking them. Really been drinking caffeine.
Okay. Still old Coke Zero?
Well, the first day there was Coke Zero. There has not been Coke Zero since.
Zero Coke Zero?
There's zero Coke Zero. There's just Diet Coke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I part of me was like, should I go like tell people there's no Coke Zero and like ask them if they could procure it? But then it's like, yeah, that's a weird thing to do. And I didn't do it.
Okay.
Okay. Lemonade. So how many people prefer lemonade to iced tea? I prefer lemonade to iced tea. Rob, what do you like better? And you could lie to try and trick me here also.
What do I like better?
Yeah, lemonade or iced tea.
Yeah, I think I would be more likely to drink a lemonade, but I normally probably would not drink either.
Okay.
Actually, I drink a lot of hot tea, and then sometimes it's just like sitting on my desk for a while. So does that count as iced tea?
I don't think it's iced. It's like lukewarm or yeah, like cold-ish.
Like, oh, this was on my desk from 4 hours ago. And I don't feel like getting a new drink. So
I'm going to say 51% of people prefer lemonade.
51% of people prefer lemonade. So I just talking this through, I feel like that a lot of people like iced tea. I think especially in the South, that people like the sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that sounds a little high. I would take the under on 51% of people are lemonade people more than ice. Like, again, it's not an either or. I feel like people are like, it's not like these two things are opposite. In fact, they blend them together. So
yeah.
I will say under on the 51% of lemonade.
We should have asked better. Who do you like better? Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah. Good question.
51%. Rob goes under. I may have gone too high here. Shannon, what say you?
It is over 58%.
Wow. For lemonade. Iced tea is needs a comeback. We might have to rebrand iced tea at
some
point.
I mean, we might need to start that sour podcast too.
I didn't know we had such a fan base out there. That is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So it's 3-2 Akiva after three questions.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Question number four.
Would Akiva beat Kyle Chandler in a fight?
Okay.
How about this? The question did specify, because that's how Will wrote it, that Kyle Chandler 6'1". So it is trying to be a leading question, I think.
Okay. And am I answering how many people said he could?
Yes.
Okay.
How many said Akiva?
How many people thought Akiva could beat Kyle Chandler in a fight?
Now, it didn't list my height, which was very polite.
Yes.
just Kyle Chandler's.
I mean, I guess like where I have to start was, does anybody think Akiva could beat Kyle Chandler in a fight?
I mean, there's some loyal people out there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Do you think Jacob voted? Do you think he was biggest fan? Jacob voted, but he said yes.
I think that some people will be funny, and maybe Kyle Chandler is like notoriously a pacifist. Maybe he'll just like Akiva will like sucker punch him, and then Kyle Chandler will get down in the fetal position. So I'll say, like, let me leave like a little bit of a crack.
I have 18 years on him. Yeah. I'm 18 years younger than Kyle.
Yeah. Chandler. I'm going to say 9% of people thought Akiva could beat Kyle Chandler in a fight.
I just think, like, if you see a poll, Rob, and people ask a question, are unicorns real? You know, is the tooth fairy real? You're still going to get over 9. Like, there's at least 12% of people think everything is real.
Yeah.
So I have to say over 9. I just think 9 is too low. I'm going over 9%.
It is actually under 7%.
Oh, my listeners have forsaken
me.
Here's the thing. If you break that down by people listen to Renat versus the random people who saw Robert tweeted to fill this out.
Fans, yeah.
Oh, well, that's for sure. But I was wondering, like, people who listen to Renap, and we could, Shannon, maybe, you know, we have this data, so maybe we could do it, drop the document after. But I bet the loyal Renap listeners, Shannon, probably in larger numbers, said I could beat up Kyle Chandler. And it's the randos who don't know me and, you know, about like, my wet jumper and all those things, great athletic prowess, saying 7% that I could beat up Kyle Chandler. I do think it was a leading question with the 6-1 in there.
Hey, that's not bad. What does that correlate to? 7% of these of the audience.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
That's like 75 people.
Less likely than people would say unicorns exist, according to Akiva.
Yeah. Kyle Chandler must be furious. 75 people think that you're going to beat him up.
Mm-hmm. Bring it on, Casey.
Okay. All right. What question is next? What's the score update also?
3-3.
3-3. Okay. Game. Neck and neck.
Next one's a little different. It's how tall are you? So I guess we give a guess in inches.
So did you average this?
I did average it.
Okay. So how tall is the average listener? That's interesting.
What is it?
I thought this was how tall are you in inches? I thought this was more of like a fact-finding question, like it wasn't one of the questions, but I think we could play this if you want, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you have men and women answering. Akiva, you're setting the number here, right?
Okay, yeah. So, do you take it the joke answer, Shannon, or people who don't understand what inches are?
I limited it to like 3 feet to 8 feet. So there are...
Okay, fine.
Did we have any 8-footers in the audience?
Yeah, any 8-footers?
There was one person said they were 8 feet tall.
And did you cut that, or that was the limit?
I left it. It doesn't make a big difference.
Doesn't add. Okay, fine.
It could be eight people.
So you think almost everybody answered honestly? Yes. I mean, they probably gave themselves an extra inch, but they answered within reason, honestly.
Yeah.
There's a commercial on television, by the way, for The Rock's Jungle Cruise. I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a movie. It's coming out tomorrow.
Next week, should we do a bonus, The Rock Jungle Cruise?
Is there interest in that?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Let's see what the rating. Let's see what the.
I think it's going to be in the Space Jam.
Would you rather watch Old or Jungle Cruise next week?
I would much rather see Old, but okay. I think that's. I don't think anybody wants to see Jungle Cruise.
You think The Rock is going to flop with a movie?
Let's stick to the height question.
I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay, so the average. The average man is, let's say, like 5'10".
Okay.
And so that's 70 inches. And the average woman is like, I don't know, 5'4", 5'5". The average man is probably 5'9", not 5'10". So I'm going to say, but there's also like more people who are 6'6" than there are that are like 4'8" or whatever. I'm going to say the average person who filled this out is 5'9" is 69 inches. I'm going to say the average person is 60. Can I go halves? 68 yes. inches. I'm going to say 68 is my okay. average.
I think that, that sounds high to me. I think that, I'm not Googling like the average, like I think that Akiva has like overshot the average height of the average American, I think. Also, you have a lot of women answering the survey also who
hopefully
I don't think that the yeah, I think that's going to bring the number down. So I'm definitely taking the under on 68.
This is also sort of a lucky question for me where I think there's a decent chance I'm within one.
Now, again,
also.
We do have a lot of Canadians that had to then make the
conversion. They might have messed
up. Right. They might have messed it up. So who knows?
They might not know math.
I'm going to say definitely under 68.
Under 68.
It is over 68.
Really?
68.3.
Ooh. Is that 3 points for Akiva?
I think. Well, 2 points, and
I don't think that you should get a bonus point on that because that was what percentage of the listeners are, you know, like there was, are you alphaing me here? Yes, I am because there was like it was like five, except is it 65, 66, 67, 68, or 69? Like that, there were five answers.
I agree. I think there was
just 1 point.
1 point.
1 point.
You just alphaed me again, guys. What's the score, Shannon?
Rob, 3 points. Akiva, 4 points. Now, someone asked, so I'm giving them this information on the subreddit, the total number of inches of the listeners.
Okay. How tall are the listeners if you stack them on top of each other? That's a great question.
It's 75,000 inches or 6,282 feet, which is about 5 Empire State Buildings or 349 giraffes.
Wow. I bet people would be very afraid up there.
Do you think that our listeners could beat like King Kong in a fight? If we stack them all on top of each other. Bigger than the Empire State Building.
I don't know. Do you think we have taller listeners than average? How tall is the average podcast listener?
Yeah. Are you Googling that?
Yeah.
All right. So it's four to three, Akiva. Is that the score?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Hmm.
Rob, who do you think is going to win, Brazil or Canada in beach volleyball here?
Canada.
All right, you got Canada. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check in later.
Yeah.
A lot of butt slaps after each point.
Yeah.
In the sport.
Okay.
All right, Shannon, what's the next cue?
Is it cheating if it's with a ghost?
Ah, famous Renap question.
Okay.
Finally, we get to Kelly White's question.
Yeah. Yeah, I see some stats on podcast length, but not length of the people that listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have to set the number here for, is it cheating if it's with a ghost? Now, is it an affair if it's with a ghost would be a completely different question. I would say that is it cheating if it's with a ghost? I'm going to say 38% of people felt like it's cheating if it's with a ghost.
No, I... It's a hard question. But I think I'm going to go higher. I think it's like... It's not like in a dream. I mean, it's with a ghost. Like, it actually happened. It really, we're asking how many people think ghosts are real.
Why? Because if ghosts aren't real, then it's not cheating?
Well, then how could you cheat? I'm going to say... Maybe. Well, but then is it cheating if it's in a dream? A totally different question. I'm going to say over 42%.
Okay. Kiva says over 42%.
No, what'd you say? 38? Sorry. What was your number? 38? Over 38. Yeah, I'm not adding four for no reason. Over 38.
It is over. 52% said it was cheating. Wow. It was with a ghost.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm more open-minded than other people are.
Yeah. It's true.
Shannon, is it cheating if it's with a ghost?
I think if someone told me that they cheated with a ghost, I would immediately break it off. Just the believing with ghosts. Oh. So, yes, but...
Like, Akiva, can I ask you a personal question? So what would happen if Merrick came to you and said, Akiva, I have to tell you something.
What is it, honey?
I have, you know... I don't want to say the C word because it's really for you to decide. But I just want to let you know that I had.
You want to say the A word? Affair? Is it affair?
I had a fling with a ghost. Like, are you leaving her? Is the marriage over?
Like a fling, I think means like it happened like 3-4 times.
A fling? No, I think a fling is Shannon is a fling multiple times.
Yeah, fling is multiple times for sure.
I think fling is less times. Right?
No, a fling is like, like we had two wild weeks together.
Two wild weeks?
That's a fling.
That's like, a fling?
Yeah, one is like an encounter. One is like a hookup.
An encounter? Like, what's the difference between an encounter and a fling?
Fling is multiple times. You can't have a fling with someone once. No way.
What's one time? That's an encounter?
Well, there's probably a better word, like a hookup, like a one-night stand, you could say. And that's not a fling. You did not have a fling with somebody once. So, impossible.
Right. So Maris says to you, Akiva, I had a close encounter.
Like how close was this encounter?
Very, very close. close encounter with a supernatural spirit.
I don't want to, like, it's 2021.
Yeah.
But I have to ask this question.
Yeah.
Is the ghost like, Is the ghost a guy?
Yeah, that's the question.
Okay. That would be a question.
I think my question would be, well, is it still going on?
Right.
Where do you leave it off?
Like, that's a follow up.
I think that I could get past it the one time, but if it's like, you know,
have feelings for the ghost, you're saying.
Yeah, is the ghost like showing up like every night? Like,
might not be up to her. Like,
yeah, what's going on while I'm podcasting?
Mm-hmm. But also, like, maybe they want the ghost to come back. Like, what if she's like, well, I mean, I'd be willing to consider it if the ghost comes back, but I also have no control over that. What do you say there? Like, the ghost is probably not coming back. What are the odds a ghost is going to come again? But like,
yeah, I mean, is my wife's new thing? I see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would wonder, like, do you like me better or the ghost better? I would want to know.
Yeah. So I think I could get past it, but if it's like going to be an ongoing thing, like that seems like a situation.
So one time affair.
Yeah.
We're out on, but a fling where, you know, a one time affair, you could put up with if it's a fling with a ghost, you're out.
If it's ongoing again, what am I doing here now?
Shannon, what's the score?
Akiva 5, Rob 3.
Amazing. All right, what's the next question?
Do you watch the Super Bowl?
Ah, okay. I like this question because a lot of people wanted, Rob, to know, like, are our listeners sports fans? Do you like baseball? I think this is the best way to phrase this question.
Okay. Do you watch the Super Bowl?
What do you think about this question? You like this question?
It's fine.
I think it's a good question. I like to know more about our listeners. Like, we talk about sports. Now, 60% of people say no Super Bowl. Maybe that's a good sign. Like, hey, they really don't like sports. By the way, the Winter Olympics is during the Super Bowl. Could have a big conflict in 6 months.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to watch?
Well, the Olympics are in China, so they won't actually be happening during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
maybe at the very end of the game, like the events of the day would start at like 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll probably watch both.
Okay. All right.
Are the Jets going to be in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Do they have their quarterback signed by the time this podcast is out?
Probably. Oh, by this podcast?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
If the Jets make the Super Bowl, can we both commit now to going to L.A. for the Super Bowl? Let's say it's Stephen Fishback's house.
Let's depends on a lot of factors. Let's keep talking about that. Okay. In the meantime,
mm-hmm.
What percentage of the listeners are going to?
And I'm setting this number.
Yeah, watch the Super Bowl.
We have a lot of international listeners. This podcast is global.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't care about American football. Maybe they thought this was. Oh, we said. See, that's why I said the Super Bowl and not football, because they might think it would be the beautiful game.
Yeah, close call.
I'm gonna say 39% of people watch the Super Bowl who listen.
So you're saying only 39% of the people that listen watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because I don't think any of the international people watch the Super Bowl. I think our Canadian listeners are. You think Hit by a Car Claire is watching Super Bowl? I really don't think she is.
Okay. I mean, I think it's over 39%. I thought Akiva was going to come in like 87%. So
if this was like the 32 Fans podcast, I would come in at a high number, but I don't think.
Yeah, I think people end up at a party sure. I'm watching it, but
well,
like,
I hope our listeners get invited to parties.
Yeah. I mean, I think that number sounds very low.
Okay. Shannon, what do you got for us?
It is quite a bit over 65%.
All right, bad number by Akiva. That was the worst number set so far. Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't know who you think the audience for this podcast is.
That was pretty. It was a bad number.
Very international.
Well, my thinking is like if 100 million people watch the Super Bowl, which is by far the best rating of anything.
Yeah,
that's still less than a third of the country. And then you take internationally, obviously way less than a third of people in Canada or Australia or Spain. Mm-hmm. Are watching the Super Bowl. So I thought, like, let's make that number a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
The Renap listeners were 40% more likely to watch the Super Bowl than those who did not.
We should have said, are you a 32 Fans listener? Done it that way also.
Well, the people that are listening to this podcast are people who probably watch television regularly. True. To like,
even they know how to turn on their TV. That's a good point.
They know how to turn on. They have a TV. So I think that you're at least like in the right ballpark.
Big win for Brazil in beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that was a bad number by me. Embarrassing. I apologize to all the Akiva fans out there. The 7% who think I could beat up Kyle Chandler. Yeah. Those are the only people I care about at this point.
Okay. All right. Shannon, what question are we up to now?
Question number 8.
8. Okay.
Has TikTok Nicole seen the film Forrest Gump?
Hmm. How many people thought she did?
Do you remember this? We talked about this a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok Nicole, I believe, is 22.
Yeah.
For people, I was going to add an explainer, but I figured just let it go. See, this is a question that can't be first. You know, you can't just throw people right into this question. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Now, did it say, has 22-year-old?
No, I put it in, but then I didn't ultimately include it in the question because I was like, it's too whatever.
Just and then let do we have the answer to whether or not she's seen it?
No, we don't have the answer. Okay. We will get the answer after.
See, I think if you were asking me the question of has she seen it, I would say that I think she has. Nicole is like, watches a lot of television. I think that mm-hmm. she's probably seen it.
But I feel, does she watch good television? Is she watching Forrest Gump or is she watching like
Carly.
Real Housewives?
Mm-hmm. I would say that people probably presume that Forrest Gump is so iconic. She must have seen it. So
was not alive when it came out.
Okay.
Which but also makes movies me feel old. I personally don't, but I know people who do mm-hmm. who watch movies from before that. I like pre 83. What am I watching pre 83? The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Something in black and white? No way.
Mm.
I guess The Godfather, Goodfellas, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or is The Goodfellas pre 83? No, it's like it was 90, right?
It was set before 83, but it was
Yeah.
Okay. I will say, I think Goodfellas is like 1988. All right. I will say that 59% of the audience thought Nicole has seen Forrest Gump.
I think it's too high. First of all, I think she has not seen it. It's not impossible that she's seen it, but I just don't think, like, I don't think she's seen it. I'm going to say under 59. And I think it's way, I'm not going to best bet it, but I think it's way under 59.
It is under by quite a bit. 44% said they thought she had seen it.
And now I'm reaching out to her and I've said, have you watched Forrest Gump? So we'll get the definitive answer. The nation waits with bated breath to find out.
Yeah.
If TikTok Nicole has seen Forrest Gump. What's the score, Shannon?
Akiva 6, Rob 4.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like there's going to be some race walking.
Yeah. Might future. Need your best bet this pretty soon.
All right. What number question are we up to, Shannon?
This is 9. Okay. Which is the better birthday, September 26th or October 20th? And we're going to set it for September 26th.
How many people felt like Akiva has a better birthday than me?
Yeah.
It didn't specify whose birthday it is.
We didn't specify. We didn't give any context. I will say, I think Kirsten McGinnis campaigned for September 26th on Twitter.
Why?
I think because it's Jenny Autumn's birthday.
Okay.
So I did not see any October 20th campaigners. There are more people born in September the 26th or whatever. Just that's the month most people were born in. Like all the most popular birthdays of the year are in that span in September. I guess because the holidays in December. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know why, okay. But it's true.
Okay.
But you're setting this number, right?
No, I just set the number for TikTok Nicole.
I think September 26th is going to have, it's got to be close to 50-50. I'm going to say 54% September 26th.
I think that maybe more people said September just because it's earlier in the year. I feel like there's a lot of people.
So you think your birthday suffers because it's too late in the year?
Yeah, it's like, oh, September, that's nicer than October. So I just think it's like, true. What's the better month, September or October? So I'm going to say that people higher than 54% said September 26th.
No October pride.
It is under 47%.
Oh, wow. So October 20th, the better birthday.
Well, it is a rounder, 10, 20.
It's a rounder number. You think people don't like, 26 has always been my number, you know, and all the teams I've been on.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, but 26 is not like one of the more popular numbers.
Yeah, what a mixed emotion. I have more people like my birthday, but I got the point wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7-4 me. A little shocked. I can't believe I didn't win that one.
Yeah.
Rob, do you think this episode will break the all-time record for longest RGP podcast?
I don't believe so, no.
So you just said it this week, 6-hour podcast on Survivor.
Yeah. With Chris Eubanks. A record you formerly held.
I once held, but is now passed hands like many, many times.
Yeah.
It may never be broken also.
I don't think it will be broken for some time.
Okay. All right. Shannon, what's the next cue?
Question 10, are you humble? Now, did you add this question late, Akiva?
So I did add, somebody mentioned
large proportion skip.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody mentioned this. When I said, hey, does anybody have any questions? I didn't have anything I really wanted to use, but then somebody mentioned this when I posted the thing. I'm like, oh, that's a great question. So I added it late. I did add it in the middle of the sentence.
So how many people answered, are you humble?
864.
Okay. Right. That's so
pretty, that's a lot.
I had it pretty early on, but yes, after the initial wave and started answering. I think it's a good question, though. Are you humble? I think it makes you think. Because if you answer yes, that's like a weird, like, yeah, I'm so humble. Like, I can sort of, like, I know, I'm aware. I have enough awareness that I'm humble.
You think that people who are humble are not aware that they are humble?
I think the most humble people don't even realize. They're just, that's just who they are.
And so would they say no?
Yeah, I think they'd say no.
Okay, who's setting the number for this one?
I think Rob is.
Yes.
That's you. Wait, breaking news. Woo, woo, woo.
Yes, yes. Is this Canada, Brazil?
No. It's a Netherlands, Brazil men's beach on. I'm not paying attention to it.
Okay, all right.
Very, very large stadium with no fans. TikTok Nicole has an answer to the question.
Yes.
Do you think she's seen Forrest Gump or not?
I said I think she has.
She said, I can't believe I've had to hold on to the secret for months. Yes, I've seen Forrest Gump.
See, I think I overestimated the number because I know TikTok Nicole so well.
So you you know.
I think that maybe the average person is like, oh, what is she, 22? No way. But she knows.
You think she's an old 22? She's an old soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not that much older than her, and I had to watch it a couple times in school for some reason.
It's very educational, you know.
I mean, truly, like one.
I mean, it's the history of America.
Yeah, it's like a documentary, basically. Then what do they do with that scene where she's playing the guitar? The teacher like flips the TV around. I did that once when I was showing the kids a movie. Mm-hmm.
Can't watch this part. Yeah, and then it makes the kids want to go see it more.
I know, but I like flipped it. It was like one of those old school, like, maybe it was even a VCR. Is that possible? Am I that old?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it was, maybe it was probably a DVD, but I like turned
we should do commentary for Forrest Gump.
That's not a bad. Oh, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, it's
that?
Pretty long too, but not quite Titanic long.
I think that's good. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
What rating? I just asked her to rate it on a scale 1 to 10. What rating do you think TikTok Nicole gave Forrest Gump on a scale 1 to 10?
6.
No, she said one of my favorite movies. Actually,
oh.
Probably a 9.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So I have to set the bar for Are You Humble?
Are You Humble? Do you know the Lonely Island song or the Humble song from the? What's that movie, Shannon? What's the Lonely Island movie called? Pop Star Never Stop Stopping. Never Stop Popping. Really okay. One of the great films of this century. It's really good.
All right.
I don't know why you thought I would know that. But mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to say that 59% of the audience says that they are humble.
I think you're in the ballpark because I think the majority of people.
I'm in the ballpark.
I think you're in the ballpark. But I'm going to say under. I think 59 is a little high. But yeah, if I guess I would have said like 54. I'm going
to
go.
We have a lot of showboats that listen to this podcast.
I don't think we have a lot of showboats. I just think like deep down, they know they're humble. They know the truth. They're answering honestly and anonymously here. I'm going to say under 59, Shannon.
It is over. 69% said they were humble.
Wow, nice.
Everybody, I don't think you understand like what humble is. Like, why do you feel like that people who like are so humble, they're going to say that they're not humble? Is that what you're just saying?
I think that's a lot. What do you think? You're humble, Rob?
I actually think I am.
Shannon, you humble?
I took a lot of like character tests in school and they all said humility was my worst trait.
Yeah, I mean, you said you're good at math. No, I'm not even sure about
Do you think I'm humble?
Yeah. I mean, if someone's like, tell me about this Rob, what do you know about him? I wouldn't say, like, the first thing wouldn't be like, he's humble. But if someone's like, yes or no, fill out this questionnaire, like, is Rob funny? Is Rob nice?
Do you know anybody that the first thing you would say about them is that they're humble?
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Yes.
Who?
Who's the person that you would describe as humble?
First person you describe as humble. I don't know. Probably some like rabbi or somebody. I don't know.
Yeah. Very humble rabbi. He's so great, but he's like very humble.
Yeah. Yeah. I know some humble rabbis probably.
I'm sure there are humble rabbis. I'm just sure. Saying that the number one.
But that's
thing
like the said. First thing. Yeah. That's where my mind goes.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. So you're humble. We're humble. Everyone, am I humble?
Yes.
That's so nice of you. Okay. Another point for Rob. What's the score now, Shannon? What's the next cue?
Akiva 7, Rob 5.
Yeah.
And question 11. Would you rather go to prison for a year or until you can solve a Rubik's Cube? And we are setting it for a year.
Okay. I don't remember this. Like, I sort of remember this conversation. I don't remember the context for this conversation, Rob.
Yeah.
I remember it was a TikTok thing a little while ago.
It was a TikTok question. Yeah, because I know I could never, like, there's no way I could solve a Rubik's Cube in a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could do it. Yeah. Have you ever done a Rubik's Cube?
I have played around with it.
Yeah. And you finished it?
No, but I didn't work on it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Akiva, I think you set this number.
I think. So are we asking about jail or are we asking about the Rubik's Cube?
well, jail for a year rather than until
you. Would you rather go to jail for a year?
How many people say they would rather be in jail for a year as opposed to jail until they solve the Rubik's Cube?
I think 5% of people said they'd rather go to jail for the year.
I think that is kind of low. I'm going to say higher, and I'm wondering if I should best bet this because, I mean, I think that it's going to be, I think it's going to be higher than 5%. So I'm going to say higher, and I'm going to make this my best bet.
It is higher. 23% said they would rather go to jail for a year until they can solve Rubik's Cube.
Wow. I mean, I knew I was bad at it, but I thought like I'm especially uncoordinated. Doesn't make any
sense. You're just humble.
Oh, yeah, I probably could do it. That's true.
You probably couldn't, but I think people, you get, you I mean, know, you work you on have, it like, Google is, honestly, for a year.
First of all these people, days. Yeah, myself included, these people are dumb. Like, I'm sure if you go on YouTube, like, you're not in jail while you're solving the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
You can go on YouTube and I'm sure learn how to do a Rubik's Cube pretty easily.
You can't go on YouTube.
You can't go on YouTube and figure out how to do the Rubik's Cube?
That's part of it. Would you rather go to jail for a year or until you could figure out the Rubik's Cube and also you could go on YouTube and watch a video on how to solve
Rubik's
Cube? I guess
in addition to being humble, I'm resourceful because I think that's within the rules allowed by the question we just asked.
I guess so. Maybe that's why you said 5%.
Yeah. Everyone who's saying they're going to go to jail for a year is, but are you saying because you're in jail until you could solve the Rubik's Cube and therefore you probably don't have YouTube access? Because that I understand.
No, I'm saying that if you're in a jail where the key to the jail cell is the Rubik's Cube, mm-hmm. you are not allowed to watch a YouTube video about how
could
to solve the Rubik's Cube.
Could you smuggle in like somebody brings in their sock or something like instructions on how to do it? Like, can the other inmates give me some advice?
No, you are in a solitary confinement.
Oh, so you're in solitary.
With just the Rubik's Cube.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ask advice from other people or give it to somebody else.
But you have, like, vision, right? Like, you could, because sometimes in solitary it's very dark.
The lights are on. Yeah.
The lights are on. Okay. Lights are on. What's the food situation in solitary?
I think they bring you a tray of food.
Like, once a day?
So I think that if you are in the jail for the year, I think you're in the Gen Pop. I think if you choose the Rubik's Cube route.
Ah, okay. That makes sense that you're in solitary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you in for? I couldn't do a Rubik's Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like code for something really evil? Last night, speaking of dinner.
Yes.
So I have to like, I have lots of food, whatever, but I have to do my own. I have to like bring my own dinner, whatever. Like, I don't have kosher. There's no just random kosher food.
Yeah.
So I have like a lot of frozen stuff and I have my own microwave there and I just like heat it up or whatever. But it's very rushed. I'm working.
Okay.
And I like ran upstairs, started heating up my food, spilled half my food on the floor. So that's gone. And then I was eating mustard with my food.
Okay.
It got all over my shirt. Spent like 5 minutes. Now I have to like work the next 5 hours because I'm doing like 12, 13 hour work days. With a mustard stained shirt. Only got to eat half my food.
Yeah.
Very sad.
They must have thought, what a hard worker.
They probably thought, like, what a disgusting slob. Just go change your shirt.
Yeah.
Should I bring a backup shirt for future? But then I saw they had they have a lot of different sauces I didn't know. So maybe I just won't have mustard anymore.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on sweet and sour sauce?
It's fine. Wouldn't be my favorite.
I mean, I'm not going to put it on like deli or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have. Anyway.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
Well, the score is tied 7-7.
Oh, wow. Question, what a comeback. Oh, why? Did you double it? Was that your best bet, Rob?
Yeah, best bet.
I still have a best bet in the bag.
Yeah.
Is the worst podcast one that you hate or one that you don't remember?
Okay,
we are
this
setting
is a Rob
it for
question
one that you hate.
Recent. Yeah.
This is a recent Rob question. The worst podcast, one that you don't remember or one that you hate?
I'm setting the number here. Boy, I really could go back and forth because that I think that me personally, the worst podcast I hear is one that I will remember it forever, how much I hated it. But I think that people are going to say, come down on the, more on the hate side. I think it's going to be, because I think that most of these respondees probably have a podcast that they remember that they hate. They don't remember the one that they forgot that they hate. So I'm going to say 65% said the one that they hate.
The worst podcast is one that they hate. 65%. And then we're guessing the one that you hate. Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's like nobody's like hate listens to podcasts, right? You might hate watch shows and then listen to podcasts about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, why would you listen to a podcast you hate? That's truly a crazy, crazy person behavior. I'm not saying nobody does that, but yeah. So I'm going to say over 65%.
It is over 71%. Mm-hmm. But the that's worst one number, is the though. One I hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever hate listened to a podcast, Rob?
I've listened to a podcast to see what people are going to say about me. Does that count?
No, I don't think that counts. And like, I think hate listening is listening more than once. Also, you could like listen, check it out. You don't really.
I've never listened to, you know, mm-hmm, gone sure. back.
Do you think anybody hate listens to your shows?
It's apparently.
All right. Uncle Kiwi with the lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question 13 is, would you recognize yourself if you walked past yourself?
Very. I think this was we asked this a while ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm face blind. I think this is how this came up.
Okay. Well, this is your number to set.
Would you recognize yourself if you walked past yourself? I don't think I'd recognize myself, but I think a lot of people would. I'm going to say 71% of people would recognize themselves if they were to walk past themselves.
How many? 71?
71%.
Would you recognize yourself if you walk past yourself? I think I might say higher. But I think that's a good number.
It is higher. 79% would recognize themselves.
And do you think you'd recognize yourself, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
Shannon,
I think
what
I would
you?
Not say, "Hey, that's me." Like, that guy looks like
you.
Me.
You don't think you? Yeah, you. Oh, so that's not really recognizing yourself. So people misunderstood the question. That's why I didn't get the point.
Mm-hmm. All right. So who wrote the question? Did you write the question?
Well,
the question is fine that the
yeah,
voters,
think, yeah,
the voters
yeah,
got
the
it
issues
wrong.
With the voters, yes.
Yes.
It's them who are wrong.
Okay, you were right. The voters were wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I agree.
Okay. All right,
what's
so
the score,
we're deadlocked, right?
8-8.
8-8.
And we're like halfway through, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There might have to be a part two to this episode.
Okay. All right.
Question 14 is, where do you prefer sitting on an airplane, the aisle or the window? Okay. And we're setting it for aisle.
I guess this must have come up when we did the Choose Your Own Adventure with Mike and Liana. We talked about Akiva is famously a good flyer.
Mm-hmm. Famously a good flyer.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to my wife and kids yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the plane. And then I heard from them like 7 hours later, assuming like, oh, all must have gone well. They must have landed. And mm-hmm. then they just texted me like, hey, we just got off. They like someone got sick on their plane. They had to like stop.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Who had to stop? They stopped the plane.
I didn't get the whole story, but I know it took them 7 hours to get from Florida to New York.
OK.
Aisle or window. So I am a window person because as a good flyer, I never have to get up, do anything, bother
so
anybody.
I mean, you go 14 hours and you don't get up to go to the bathroom.
That's right. I'll just squish in there and I'm fine.
Now, when you say I'll just squish in there, what do you mean?
Like I'm like leaning left.
Okay.
I'm on my own. Listen to podcasts, falling asleep, probably some light snoring on an international flight.
Okay.
But I think the aisle is more popular. Oh, is this your number to set?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm giving too much. I'm
too
giving
much information. So what am I trying
I
to find? Is it aisle or
how many? People prefer the aisle.
What I talked with Dan Sinensky yesterday, and he was campaigning for the middle seat.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he says the middle seat is the best seat. I said, is that from pre-COVID? Is that take? So aisle or middle? I'm guessing the aisle. I'm going to say that 48% of people prefer the aisle.
I think it's higher. I think the aisle is higher than the window. I think it's probably like 55-45. I'm going higher.
It is under 38% prefer the aisle, 62% prefer the window.
Mm.
So the windows are more popular. I don't know. I was swayed by a few people on Twitter saying, why is this even a question? Of course, it's the aisle.
Yeah. Well, though, like window side, you get to control the window. You have like a little bit more space. It's sort of like from your seat over all the way to the wall. That's like your area. Like nobody's coming in or out.
True. Another problem with the aisle, like sometimes you like if you lean right, like the cart or
the cart's gonna get you.
Yeah, someone will accidentally knock into you when they're walking back.
So the only advantage in the aisle is if you know you have to pee a lot, then you know yes, in and
for
out.
For sure. Or you have a kid or something with you.
You can get out quicker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, at the end of the flight, that is true. It gives you an extra few seconds.
Yeah, but if you're going to sleep, you can like lean against the wall. So
I did think about including a third option. There was I fly first class, baby, but I didn't put it in.
Okay,
but I bet like 30% of our listeners probably fly first class, or mm-hmm. at least business.
Yeah.
What's the score, Shannon?
It is Akiva 9, Rob 8.
It's very close. What if it's a tie? Do we each have to watch our punishment? Like Rob has to watch the race walk, and I have to watch the BB
live. I have
to
live tweet the Big Brother feeds, and you have to live tweet the race walk. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Got it. 50 kilometers. How long do you think the 50 kilometer race walk takes for the winner, Rob?
It's like mall walking.
They're walking fast, like they're Olympic athletes, but again, they cannot run for a single second. And also, like, it's one straight race.
I'm going to guess it's like 6 hours.
No, I think it's a little faster than that. I think it is because they're like, I mean, again, they're not running, but they are going fast. I think it's like a 3 hour race.
Okay.
Question 15 is science is interesting.
Is science interesting?
Yes.
Did I write science is interesting?
No, is science interesting?
That would be funny if I wrote science is interesting. Yes or no.
Is science interesting? How did this come up? That was a debate on the podcast?
Yeah, that was a debate on the podcast.
Okay.
I don't remember when or why, but I know it was on Will's list.
Okay.
I don't know what half the stuff we talk about here.
Okay. All right, Akiva, what do you got?
Well, I know the answer is no. But I don't know if the listeners know that. We have to inform them. I think 52% of people are going to say science is interesting. That's where I'm setting the number.
Say the number one more time.
I think 52% of people say that science is interesting.
I think that you are very low on that. I think that most people would say science is interesting. I think that this is going to be a high number. I think we have an intelligent audience that mm-hmm. is going to say,
like, no, if they're intelligent, they know that. Like science might be important. It doesn't mean it's interesting.
Like I think that the science is interesting crowd, I think, is maybe not listening to a lot of podcasts they're listening to very specific podcasts. So I think the number is way higher than 52.
Yeah, Rob is correct. It is much higher. 86% said.
Oh, I didn't know it was a bunch of nerds listening. I'm sorry. I'll have to recalculate the last 10 answers. I thought this was the cool show, but I guess not. 80-something percent say science is interesting. I didn't say like science is fake, like it's real. I believe in science,
mm-hmm.
but I don't be like I don't. I'm not like the CDC says everyone has to wear masks indoors again. I'm like, ooh, isn't that interesting?
I said it wasn't interesting. Mm-hmm. I said no.
Yeah, oh. See? I should have voted in this poll. Brought down the numbers.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that cheating if you vote in the poll? You're only like one out of 1,100 people.
I don't think it's cheating. I mean, we let an 8 foot tall person be in the. How tall are you?
That is true.
Yeah.
What was the shortest person, Shannon?
3 feet tall.
Okay. I mean, listen, that's possible. A person can be 3 feet tall. No one could be 8 feet tall.
Okay.
What do you think, Shannon?
The world's tallest human listens to this podcast. Okay?
I mean, it is, but
yeah.
I bet they said science is not interesting. Well, I guess they probably think science is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, isn't science interesting? You person could be 8 feet tall. Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm the only proof that science is interesting.
Okay.
What's question Sweet 16, Shannon?
Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Okay. I threw that one in from Space Jam last week. That was not something we had discussed. Okay. But I wanted to hear. I just wanted to know the listener's opinion on this, honestly.
All right. Our listeners, they say Michael Jordan or LeBron James. I think there's going to be a certain number of people that are always going to say Michael Jordan, especially on the heels of the Space Jam.
Tar Heels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, am I answering Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
How many people said Jordan is better? I think that ...52% said Jordan is better.
Now, do you think they're answering as basketball fans, as who they like better? Do you think they took it as like a straight NBA one versus one question? I don't know. There was no context. It just said, did it say who's better or did it just say their names?
Just said their names. I
think if you closely follow the sport, and maybe, and you tell me if this is a bad take. I think if you closely follow the sport, I think you say LeBron is better. I think if you are a casual that grew up with Michael Jordan as an icon, you say, oh, no, LeBron is never be better than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was everywhere. Michael Jordan was on every single commercial.
Yeah.
I grew up with Michael Jordan.
Space Jam 2. I think what you said is right, except I think I would say if you're an obsessive follower of the sport, you are open to the idea that LeBron's better. I don't think you necessarily think he's better, but you're at least willing to consider it. Whereas, right, a casual will think like, well, no, of course not. LeBron's stock has probably been higher. Space Jam 2, while I think did okay at the box office, is not a critical darling, as we discussed last week. LeBron's also, you know, getting old. I mean, aging much better than Jordan, but still, you know, he's not at his peak anymore. I'm going to say over 52% said Jordan. I think it's probably in the 60s.
71% said Michael Jordan was better. Wow. So it is over.
I think that must be a Space Jam bias.
You think so? Do you think if Space Jam 2 had been great, we could have gotten it down closer?
I think
to 50,
if this
50?
Was 2 weeks ago, maybe that number's lower.
So he really hurt his rating. Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Hmm. Boy, I keep getting screwed over on LeBron left and right.
It's true. It is true. He beats your beloved Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right. What's the score, Shannon?
It's Akiva 10, Rob 9. Still very close.
I feel like I'm winning every point, and then I'm still just up by one.
So weird.
Well, mm-hmm.
Rob had two double points there. Okay. You only have single ones.
All right. What's the next cue?
Do you speak more than one language fluently?
Yeah, I had this also. I was just curious, honestly.
Okay. All right. Akiva, you are setting the number.
I think 30. I also think people are like, well, if people remember high school Spanish, they're going to say yes, I think. Because I also think like the Americans don't, but also many, many Canadians speak French.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 36% of people speak more than one language fluently.
I think that's high. I'm going to say that the number is under 36%.
Shannon, how many languages do you speak?
One.
Okay. Rob, how many languages do you speak?
One.
Okay. I'm one and a half. I say two. My kids say one.
All right. Shannon, what percentage of listeners speak a foreign language?
It is under 14%.
Wow. America's a joke.
the non-Americans were three times more likely to speak a second language.
Shocking. Sure, sure.
Jeez. So one out of every seven of our listeners speaks two languages?
Yeah.
And I took like 6 years of Spanish, and I would not say I'm
fluent. Like, I wonder what, like,
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, like, I know, like, I'm thinking of a lot of listeners who I know speak two languages.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't fill out the form.
I guess not.
Who do you think speaks the most languages?
Out of any of our listeners?
Probably someone in Europe, like P or somebody, like, who's like six languages.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. All right. Are we tied up again?
10-10.
10-10. Wow. All right. Let's go with what question is this?
This is question 18.
How many questions are left?
7. And then there's some demographic questions at the end.
Okay. All right.
This might have to be a two-parter.
All right.
So question 18 is, are aquariums jails for fish?
We didn't talk about Nemo. When did this come up? Do you remember, Rob?
I don't recall. Maybe
one of our kids got fish. Do your kids have, did your kids have goldfish?
I loosely remember one of your kids asking if aquariums were jails for fish.
I don't remember that. Are aquariums jails for fish? Well, what do you think the answer is first, Rob? Wait, is this my, am I setting here?
Rob's setting it.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think the answer is?
No, I don't think an aquarium is a jail for fish, because a jail is denotes a punishment. I don't think that fish have been arrested. The cage, but it's not a jail. You know what I mean? Like, if you put your dog in a kennel, is that jail?
If you put your dog in a kennel, it's not jail. But like, the kennel is a little bigger than the fish tank. Now maybe fish need less room to roam than a dog.
Okay. So is an aquarium jail for fish? What percentage said yes?
Yeah. What percentage said yes?
I'm going to say 41% of people said yes. And if a fish solves a Rubik's Cube, can they leave the aquarium?
Do you think we'd be good as a beach volleyball team, me and you?
I mean, I do think that there are certain aspects of this podcast that I think are,
keeping the ball in the air.
Yeah, I think you set somebody up, you go for the spike.
Spike it. Yeah. There we go.
It's like, I know where you're going, you know where I'm going to be, you know, that there's less touch. I don't think I've ever touched your butt.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we'd be pretty good. I think we'd be a good beach volleyball team. What, Shannon, what's the answer here?
Did you didn't say over or under.
Oh, shoot. What was his number again?
41% said
I go to sleep at like 5 o'clock every morning, guys.
41%
said that aquariums are jails for fish. I'm going to say the answer is over.
It is over.
Yeah, a lot of animal rights activists in this crowd. What'd they say?
Are fish animals? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay.
All right, next
63% said it was.
Wow. So what was an anti-aquarium crew out there?
Yeah. All right. All right. What's the next question? What's question 19?
Is Finding Nemo science fiction?
We went back to back on the fish.
Did.
Okay.
You think you would have spaced these two out? I think you rip off the fish band-aid here. You go both. Okay. You do both of them.
All right. Akiva, is Finding Nemo science fiction?
I think it's like a lot of people answer yes as a joke. I'm going to set this number at 21%.
I mean, it's definitely not. It is really not a movie about science, unless you get into is oceanography science? I guess so. But I'm going to say it's lower. I think it's lower than 21%.
It is over. 23% said it was science fiction.
Wow. See, I think that's like the type of question that like randomly people say yes to in a trolling way. You see, you didn't account for the trolls.
Yeah. I mean, go on any, like, go on like Disney Plus, whatever. Look at like sci-fi. Finding Nemo is not coming up. Nobody would categorize Finding Nemo under a sci-fi.
If we were movie. In like, if it was still Blockbuster videos, you think it would be in the sci-fi section?
It'd be a kid's movie.
We'll be in the kids section.
Those who said it was sci-fi were 50% more likely to say that aquariums were jails for fish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's the score, Shannon?
It is tied with 11.
Okay. Jeez, I can't take the lead here. Mm-hmm. Or keep the lead.
And you still have your best
bet. I still have my best bet. Saving it for a rainy day.
I'm down to it. Okay.
All right. Question 20. Is Timothée Chalamet hot?
Yeah,
and there was a picture, included.
Yes. Mm. Did you see the picture?
I need to see the picture. Where do I see the picture?
So can we still see the census, or is it totally locked?
I opened it up just now.
Opened it up. Well, now the numbers are going to be skewed. More people are going to vote. Okay. Look quick, Rob. Okay. Let's see if someone votes while this is open.
Okay, let me go.
It's at exactly 1160.
Okay, and then am I setting this number of the hot Chalamet?
Yes.
Okay. See, I think that most people are probably not going to hot shame Chalamet, and I think they'll be nice and say yes. although... Was this the hottest picture we could find?
Yeah, Shannon, you picked this picture, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
And you think he looks good here?
I don't know. I just picked an average picture of him.
You thought this was an average Chalamet pick?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I think if I did a Google image search, I think I could definitely find hotter pictures.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I felt like you shouldn't pick the hottest picture of him.
Yeah. Do you think Akiva could beat Timothée Chalamet in a fight?
Let's smoke him.
Certainly not.
I think you got him, Akiva.
Yeah, I got him. He's a
how tall is he?
Yeah.
Chalamet, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got weight on him.
5'10".
Let's sit on him.
Okay. So I think that people are gonna say he's hot. I think 71% of people are gonna say he's hot.
It's not a great picture. He is hot. It's not a great picture.
This is IMDb photo, if anybody is wants to.
Oh, that's where you got his IMDb photo? 71.
Maybe.
I think this is a good number. I think we're right about there. I'm going to say over 71.
It is much under.
Whoa!
28%.
28% of people.
Oh, the opposite?
See? Oh, wow. Wow. So that when you got people on an anonymous survey and you asked them about, is Timothée Chalamet hot? Only 28% said yes.
He's got to be reeling.
And the men were much more likely to say he was hot than the women.
The women didn't think he was hot. Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, I think your picture skewed it. I think a better picture, Chalamet, and we flip it the other way, 72-28.
Yeah. I mean, should this be a whole podcast where we ask the listeners if celebrities are hot or not and a secret ballot they tell us?
Hot or not. Yeah. Hotornot.com. Yeah.
Because maybe there's like the media is saying certain people are hot. And then it turns out that they just said.
Mm-hmm. Not. Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
They have just good publicists.
I
think to make it fair, I think then they also has a picture of me and you. Also, the listeners have to vote if are Rob and Akiva hot? And then because then people won't say, oh, like you just talk about if celebrities are hot or not.
I'm reeling. I'm stunned. 28% thought hot Chalamet's hot.
I wish you would have used your best bet on that one.
I know. No, I thought it was a good number. I thought you were right there.
Yeah. Because everybody, there was so much backlash.
People have strong opinions about this guy.
He was, do you remember this? That was talking about of who's the new Brad Pitt?
Yeah, I don't think it's him now. Now we thought it was Ansel Elgort. Nope. Not him. Not Chalamet. It's still out there. It's there for the taking, the new Brad Pitt. Someone's got to come grab the throne.
Okay.
Could be one of us. Wow. We still have four more questions. Demographics, the mailbag, the wheel spin. What do we do here?
You tell us.
Can we have the first ever two-parter of Renap?
Part one is this week, and then part two is next week?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I mean, what do I think about that, or what's the audience going to think about that?
What do you think about it, and then tell me what you think and what the audience thinks. And we're not great. You just thought
ain't nobody's going to like this.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Like,
I don't know.
I got to go to work.
Yeah. I'm already at work.
Now we can finish this tomorrow morning if you have a few minutes. Do you have time tomorrow morning?
I mean, I think I could swing that, but could Shannon swing that?
It depends on how early.
What do you want it to be early, or you want it to be later?
No, I want it to be early.
Well, so normally on Friday morning, I'll just take everyone through my life right now. I'm at work, okay, you know, 12, 13 hours a day, as I probably haven't mentioned yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, like, I also, I go food shopping Friday. I got to get my food for Shabbat and stuff.
Yes.
Because I'm like, literally alone. Should we do a thing? Well, I said, this isn't going to come out before Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very bored
I think that, if anything, yeah, like, yeah, just hold the podcast until when we can do it. Like, if it doesn't go up this weekend, mm-hmm, you know, it's, I know it's every weekend better attend. Mm-hmm. But if we have to wait a few more days.
Well, I'm just, I was also saying, like, so I, because I don't work Friday night and Saturday. So yeah, I'm like out of commission for 24 hours, which is unusual during the Olympics. Everyone's really working 12 hour days.
Right.
But I'm like alone in my hotel room. I have nothing to do because I don't use, you know, watch TV or use my phone or the internet or anything.
Yeah.
So last two Fridays ago, I just read a couple books, two full books. I was done by 3 p.m.
Yeah.
That day with two books because there's nothing else to do. I literally just sat, slept, took a nap, woke
what
up.
What book did you read?
I read two books. I read a Bob Iger's biography. I went through a nonfiction book. So I just bought a bunch of like memoirs and biographies.
Yes.
And I read Tom Sharpling's.
Okay.
He goes on. He's like the main guest on Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
And then
you should have a Kiva's book club.
Yeah, I read a novel.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. I can't. The housekeeping's only come in once, but they moved some of my stuff. I don't know where this book is.
I kind of would have guessed you would be anti-reading, to be honest.
I know. I'm very pro-reading.
I think he had nothing else to do.
But I also options. Like. It's truly the only thing. I was like. At one point, I was done. I only had two books, and I was done, and there was 3 hours till Shabbat. And I was, like, walking around my room, and then, like, I was, like, cleaning stuff up, and I'm like, oh, that must have been an hour. And it was 4 minutes. I really thought it was an hour. It was, like, 4 minutes.
You learned to solve a Rubik's Cube in that
2 hours, 50. I had nothing. So this week, the next week, I bought 5 books. I went on Amazon. I bought 5 books, and I read 2 more of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 3 more books for this weekend, but I was thinking it would be funny if I was like, just told everyone in my hotel and was like, anybody want to come visit me in the lobby? Like, here's where I am. I think mm-hmm. I'm very bored. I'd like company.
Yeah, my right, but back to the up. Story of when yeah. we could pick up the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm happy to podcast. I mean, okay. I don't really get in my door till 3 a.m. from work and then. Right. A couple hours of sleep. What time are you available, Shannon? I want to leave this in.
Let's figure out the logistics. So mm-hmm. We're gonna stop down here.
Yes.
With a cliffhanger. Let's mm-hmm. let's take a quick break,
mm-hmm.
and then when we come back, it will be sometime in the future,
mm-hmm.
and we'll figure out the rest of the census.
Yeah.
We'll get to the mailbag and we'll spin the wheel. Does that sound good to you, Shannon?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Find out what's going to happen. Am I going to live tweet mall walking? Is Akiva going to live tweet the live feeds?
Why do you think
feeds?
It's mall walking? It's race walking, baby.
Yeah. Find out when we come back right after this.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Right. We're back and it's 24 hours later and we're back for more census 2021. Uncle Kiwi, how's it rolling?
Yep. Rolling great. Hopefully no one can tell I just woke up. I'm sure they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, you know, chipper. Live and awake. Very chipper. Chipper Jones. I think... I didn't realize I was losing. I spent the last 24 hours sort of like planning out how I'm going to use my two pointer. Yeah. I'm down 12-11. There are how many questions left are there, Shannon?
There's five questions left.
Five questions left.
Yeah.
So I guess I got to use it pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a tight race to the finish, and otherwise I'm going to have to get the CBS All Access. Is there a code? Is there a code I could use?
I'll let you use my account.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And
you're not geo restricted when you're in the US.
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay. All right. So, and Shannon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Took a vacation day today. Feeling good.
Nice. Okay. Any reflections over the last 24 hours on how part one of the Census 21 went?
No.
No. Okay.
No reflections.
No reflections, Rad.
Not a, she's, you know, like she only thinks forward, not back.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Think about new, what's the most exciting function in Excel that you've been thinking about recently, Shannon?
I haven't been able to use it much because at work, I'm just doing data stuff. And then at home, I haven't been able to do it while I'm studying.
Yeah.
Good thing we didn't make her the winner of the Excel set. I mean, I bet Greg is playing pinball every day.
Well, I still do it 40 hours a week, but
okay.
It's not.
There's no busman's holidays of Excel.
No, there's not been like fun Excel usage.
Okay, fair.
Okay. All right. What's the update on the score?
Currently, Rob is leading with 12 points. Akiva has 11.
All right.
I really want you to watch that race walk. Let's go.
All right. All right. So, what's the next question?
Next question is very simple. Blue or green?
Yeah, I didn't love this question.
Listen, I needed a 25th. I had 24.
Blue or green?
I had to send it out.
Yeah.
But I am like, listen, at the end of the day, it's just about figuring out what people said. We could ask any question in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The point is to figure out what people said.
Okay.
Whose turn is it to set the number, Shannon?
It's your turn.
And is he guessing blue or green?
He's guessing blue.
I'm going to say blue 56. It's just about guessing what people
for LT
are doing. Yeah. For Lawrence Taylor, who was blue. A blue 56. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably blew some point 56s.
Yeah. Okay. And this is really like a Sophie's choice of like, I feel like this is like Mets blue or Jets green. Blue or green. I do agree. I think that blue is the like, I feel like most people like blue. I feel like green's a little bit more out there. I think that I'm going to say higher than the 56.
Most people want blue. What's your favorite color, Rob? I don't know that.
I'd say it's blue.
Blue is your favorite, and mine's green. That's why I picked this question, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Shannon?
It is over. Blue had 65%, and green had 35%.
Why don't people like green?
Yeah. I agree.
Green needs a better publicist. Green's a good color. Blue, too popular.
I don't like green.
You don't like it at all?
Yeah. Blue. I mean, it's above yellow, but below everything else.
Yeah. I mean, what could green be doing? I know Shut Up Tim felt like the green was representative of Shrek.
Yeah, I think Shrek is so hot. I think he could bring green all the way back. But
yeah,
green has a lot of shades. It's got to focus more on maybe some of its blue. You know, blue has really been doing overtime.
Yeah.
Work. It has 50 different shades that
maybe
are popular.
There could be like some like big like plan to sort of bring it back. Maybe there could be like some sort of like a Green New Deal.
Oh, that's right. What about if like
should they call it the Blue New Deal? Do you think that
the
that
Blue
would be,
New Deal?
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's why Green's struggling because the Green New Deal?
Yeah.
What if you remember like when we were young, there were so many milk commercials and it's like, who's paying for these? Like there's a milk council.
Yeah.
Like ultimately, who is putting out the money for this? Farmers?
Yeah. I think it's the milk industry, the dairy industry.
That's right. So, I don't think it's a mystery.
Yeah, but it would but it didn't make any sense. Like, why would a farmer pay money for a milk commercial?
The dairy council.
People to buy milk.
Yeah. Dairy lobby.
I guess. And supposedly they trick people. Like, milk isn't even good for you. It was just just a big lie.
I don't think that's accurate.
That's what people say, that it was a big lie.
What is this, a conspiracy podcast? I'm pretty sure milk is good for you.
I'm going to ask Antonio to look into this.
Yeah.
Okay. I think...
Shannon, is this what is this? Like the Joe Rogan podcast?
I think it's less good for you than they had said, but I don't think it's bad for you. Calcium
not bad for you.
Important.
It's just like a myth that
you just don't need to drink a cup
strong.
A day.
It's a myth that milk has calcium?
Maybe that cat. I don't know.
See, listeners, this is the same guy that says science isn't interesting. Don't listen to him.
We're trying to make science interesting.
Yeah. Listen to him when he talks.
Well, by the way, you said what is this?
Cabrera,
the Joe Rogan podcast? I bet on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay?
I bet on the Joe Rogan podcast when someone just asserts something, he says nothing.
He says, "Oh, that's interesting." Oh, that's
he politely
that's
says, "Wow."
Yeah.
I'm like, does some weird drug we've never heard now. Yeah,
I've never listened to an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast.
Me neither. Well, first of all, they're very long. It would take a long time.
They're very long. But I don't even think I've ever sat through a segment. And I'm not saying that because that he's contrary. But even 10 years ago, I never. Mm-hmm. And it's a prolific podcast.
I think it's the most popular podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting idea. The idea of a podcast that is the number one podcast because. It's hosted by a comedian who I believe probably in 2000 episodes has never said one joke. here's my idea.
Yeah.
The Milk Council brought milk all the way back. What if we just start dropping commercials on TV and on podcasts on the radio for the color green?
I think you say for the podcast council.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea either. But for the color green, and we just try and put some green in your life. And it's people outdoors, the lush grass.
The Frog here. The color green has gotten a bad reputation. Of course, it's not that easy being green. Blue is much more popular.
Yeah, so I think we could bring it back.
I think it's a slam dunk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As the earth is warming, it's harder and harder to find green. We should
Shannon, you got a private
green.
Island. Would you pitch in some money here for to drop commercials for the color green?
I don't own a private island. I own a future third of a private island.
Oh, you have two siblings?
I have two brothers.
Okay, and everyone's still in the will, it sounds like.
Yeah.
As of now, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I'm former New York Jets strong safety Victor Green.
Pretty good. John Green,
hi.
The Jews out there.
Yeah. I'm former four home runs in one game hitting superstar Sean Green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm on Victor Green's Wikipedia page. There's a link to his official website.
Number 20,
What are the chances this link is going to work? Victor Green's official website.
Victor Green was the best jersey because it said green on the back of the green jersey.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something right now. My mind is blown. I feel like every old somebody.com link does not work.
Every old somebody.com link doesn't
every,
work.
Remember everyone had their own website and now you click on them and they don't work.
RobSesternino.com works.
VictorGreen21.com. Victor Green Pro Athlete.
He's 21.
Yeah, 21, not 20. I thought he was 20 also. All his exceptional athletic talents. I mean, I don't know what he's advertising. He led the NFL
green.
In tackles in 95 and 96. He has a celebrity golf foundation.
Yeah.
An ad for Dioxin Muscle Protein Optimizer.
That sounds good.
Your performance will be 110%. Yes.
Should you take that or milk?
I think Dioxin and whatever. But it's a scale of 150, so that's not so great. 110 out of 150.
Yeah.
Okay. His celebrity golf classic. Should we do a Robin Akiva celebrity golf classic?
Do you golf?
Mm-mm. And we'd be like the host. We'd be like the Bill Murrays of this.
Yeah.
Event.
I'd like to learn to golf.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. Part of me is that's how we know we're getting old. One day I woke up, I'm like, I think I should start golfing.
I think it's embarrassing that I don't know how to golf.
I don't think it's embarrassing.
Most people my age, I feel like.
I think if you play tennis, you can get out of golfing.
Yeah.
If you play tennis, you're okay. Well, do you think you'll do better socially in North Carolina if you become a golfer?
I feel like that if somebody ever asked me to go play golf, mm-hmm. then I feel like but I feel like oh
you
I
couldn't say
like,
yes.
I don't know right. how to yeah. do it.
Mm-hmm. You should start getting golf lessons.
I don't want to be like a golf pro. I just want to be able to like not embarrass myself. If
yeah,
I
hit
ever...
the links with some buddies. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go pro. Okay, I'm just writing this down.
No.
You know, all right. Jen, have you ever golfed before?
I was on the golf team in high school.
Woo, yeah. The golf team in yeah. high school.
Akiva, I thought you were on a tight schedule today.
Well, I said when I get to work, I'm on a tight schedule. Okay. I mean, I am on a tight schedule. Yeah. I do got to get going.
Tom Green?
Could use a comeback. I think like the Tom
Big
Green
Brother,
show could return.
Last week.
Yeah. Well, no spoilers. I might have to watch the show. I'm down 2 points.
All right, four more questions. Live feeds.
Oh, okay. Shannon, question 22 is what?
Who has their finger on the pulse of the listeners?
Ah, this is really what we've come here for. This is the main
thing. I mean, we're finding out.
Yeah, I'm dropping commercials for Green. You know, I woke up to a text this morning.
Yeah.
A guy asked me if I want to buy a basketball team.
Yes, was it spam?
No, someone I know. It's like you buy them for like a dollar. The problem is you have to like pay all their bills and stuff.
What basketball team?
Like a pro basketball team, not like an NBA team.
Like what pro basketball team?
Like a team in Israel.
So you'd be the owner of the team, but you have to pay all their bills?
To pay the bills.
Are they in debt?
I mean, these are all things I don't know. I just woke up to a question asking if I want to buy them.
You want to buy our team for a dollar?
He doesn't own the team. I think he's just friends with like, I don't know.
Hmm. What's the mascot? Could you
I don't think
it?
They have a mascot. We could do whatever we want with them.
Yeah.
What should the mascot
team,
be? Shannon,
be
do you have a mascot idea?
Yeah, Shannon
could
do the books.
Oh, yeah, you could do the books.
Yeah.
Cook them. I think my sons could probably be the mascot. Like, I bet Noam would be good at being a mascot. He could be like King Noam or something.
Would Noam put a costume on, or would he, you'd be like the,
whatever just a little
city
kid.
Noams, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think we'd be the Noam. Like, yeah, he could put a costume on.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be like a kangaroo.
Hmm.
That would be fun. There's not a lot of kangaroos, but I feel like kangaroos are teams that lose a lot.
Yeah, why?
I think like the kangaroos are the league champions.
Yeah,
what's like an animal? Penguins already exist. Iguanas. I'll think about it.
Okay.
All right. What's the next question? Who has the pulse of the listener? So who are we guessing? Rob or Akiva?
Rob.
Hmm.
You going 99 Akiva?
See, this is a tough one. I think people know the real answer.
Hmm. Finger on the pulse of the listeners.
But Someone's I think that the survey that. Is going to be like a 50-50 ball. Am I guessing Rob or Akiva?
Guessing Rob.
Okay. I'm going to say
we should have had a question like because I tweeted this out. Rob retweeted it. I'm sure a lot of people just saw it because Rob retweeted it. I'd be curious like how many people. Like, how do you see this tweet? You know,
mm-hmm.
Was it Akiva's feed? Was it like John retweeting it? Or was it Rob?
So I feel like no matter where I set the number, Akiva's going to say the over. So I kind of like, originally I was going to say like, I was going to say a 50-50, but I think Akiva is so confident that he feels like, not only does he have the finger on the pulse of the people, that he is also feeling very confident that the people feel like, he has the pulse of the people. So I'm mm-hmm. going to say, I'm guessing the Rob number?
The Rob number.
Okay. So then I'm going to say Rob 41.
Oh, okay. I know the real answer.
Yes.
But I don't trust the listeners to know the real answer. How would they know? I'm going to best bet the over here and say that the majority of people said Rob. I think 41's a little low.
Yes, that makes it tied game.
Wow.
It was Rob. 69% said
Rob. Whoa, not nice. Not nice at all. 61%. I mean,
was 61 or 60?
69.
69%.
So 31% of the listeners.
Yeah.
Know what's what.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now, those who said Akiva had his fingers on the pulse were 30% more likely to say he would win a fight against Kyle Chandler.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, Akiva also thought that ending the podcast after the first part and coming back next week to do part two was going to be like a well-received idea.
I don't think it would. I don't think it would have been a popular idea, yeah. But I think like might have been necessary. But we made this work.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So tie ball game with three to go.
Yes.
Like that's a home run in the bottom of the eighth. I just hit, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, what am I setting the number for here, Shannon?
So what is the better name for a pinball tournament in Pittsburgh? Pinsburgh or Pittsball? Setting it for Pinsburgh.
Now, do you remember which side of this you were on, Akiva? Mm,
no idea. I have no take on this anymore.
So I asked Greg about this the other day. Okay. That he said that you were the person pushing Pittsball.
Okay. Pittsball. It sounds sort of like pinball. And then the other, it's Pittsball versus Pinsburgh.
Pinsburgh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go 53% Pinsburgh.
I think it's over 53%.
53% Pinsburgh. What do you got, Shannon?
It is over 66% said Pinsburgh.
Okay. 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 Hmm. I need to win both. I need to win out here. The final two questions.
The Pittsburgh Penguins. That could have been your team.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion. Like, maybe we had a strong opinion then. I have no strong opinion on the Pittsburgh pinball anymore. Pandemic probably wrecked pinball. Everyone's touching the same machines.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a tough time in the pinball community.
I mean, you get your Purell going.
See here, a headline. Broadway will require all audiences to be vaccinated.
Just push the release.
Rooting for the virus now? Because
Rooting for safety, Akiva. I'm rooting for people to be responsible.
Well, you know, if Hamilton doesn't reopen in September, you could be up a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll spend that money, you know, promoting the color green.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda, reminding you to not throw away your shot. Go and get the coronavirus vaccine today.
Rob is up 15 to 14. Kiva desperately needs this point, or this is match point. What do we got,
this is like
Shannon?
Space Jam 2.
That's right.
Question 24 is Mark with a K or Mark with a C?
Do you remember discussing this?
No. Who was the Marks that we talked about? Mark Lynn Baker?
I don't know. Shannon, do you know?
I don't remember this happening at all.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm going to ask from America.
If you had a son named Mark, what would you do?
It's a good question. You know, I had a good friend growing up who was Mark with a C.
Hmm.
But that was really my only exposure to Marks with a C. I don't know. Most Marks I know were Mark with a K.
Hmm. I'd go Mark with a K.
You name your kid Mark with a K. But more unique if he's Mark with a C.
Is it more unique?
Yeah, there's probably more Marks with a K.
Hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Who's setting the number on this? Me?
Rob is, yes.
All right.
Only 31%.
I'm going to say 52 Mark with a K.
Okay. No pun intended. Yeah, I just think it's more popular. I think it's more common to have Mark with a K over Mark with a C.
Okay, so
I'm going to go over 52. I think I would have gone over until like 57.
And we're back with the tied game. It is over 87%.
87! Wow!
That's nuts.
Boy. You're Mark with a C. You're not feeling too great right now.
No, terrible.
I was thinking if it was with a C, it's just short for Marcus. But I don't know if you actually name a kid Mark.
I didn't think people would have that strong of a preference on that.
I know. I honestly thought it would be, 56-44 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes Mark with a C. All right. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. If we ever name another baby, Mark with a C is probably out.
Let me look at my Gmail. Do I have more Marks with a C or Marks with a K messaging me? Let's see.
Well, it's hard because, like, hey, Rob, like, I got a really good mark on a test.
Yeah.
If someone emails you that, like, that's going to show up.
Mm.
Whereas the nobody will ever accidentally write the name Mark with a C.
Yeah.
In the word. It's not a word.
Who's emailing Rob their test scores?
I mean, I'm sure, like, some of the younger listeners probably, like, want, you know, they're putting on the fridge and emailing it to Rob.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we are tied with how many questions left?
One question left.
Oh, my God.
Yep. It's coming down. It's all coming down.
The demographic stuff, that's not a question, right? That's
she'll just let us know. We're not betting on that.
All right. So this is for all the marbles.
This is for all the matzo balls. Big Brother live feeds, Olympic race walk.
Yeah.
What? I don't remember the last question, Shannon. What is it?
Last question is, would you rather have your current sleep schedule or be awake 24 hours a day and not get tired?
Okay. Good question.
Hmm.
Like this question, Rob?
Sure.
Okay, so basically you could stay, you'd never have to sleep. You could be up 24 hours
when
a day, you'd never
have
to sleep.
When did we talk about this?
I think a while ago. We definitely talked about this, but I think it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
What are we setting the line for?
Akiva is your number.
Setting it for current schedule.
Okay, so like, would I change it? You know, it's funny. I watch I love the Olympics, Rob. So I come home and it's like I have to go to sleep while the Olympics are on because.
Yeah. By the way, I did look at some Olympics yesterday because my kids were into it. It was.
What'd you watch?
They had it on. I was watching swimming and then I figured what they. There might have been a little bit of gymnastics as well. But no, it was fun that the kids were into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, swimming and gymnastics are the two most popular events. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I think once you have it on and then you get sucked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's how it works. And the music is great. The theme song.
And the commercials are very inspirational. Very inspirational commercials during the Olympics.
Yeah. Which commercial inspired you?
There was a lady and it was the adoption agency and they were like, hi, this is the adoption agency. We found a baby, but baby has no legs. Mm-hmm. And
very hard.
And the woman was like, we'll take her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she says it'll be hard, but it'll be amazing.
But it'll be great.
Yeah, I've
that's how I feel about all the podcasts. It's like
I don't want to say I've seen that commercial 500 times, but I've definitely seen it at least four to 450. Yeah.
I mean, it's much better than the commercials during Big Brother, where it's like, "Are you suffering from blah 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 syndrome?
Yeah.
Try." Mm-hmm. the services of it in may cause
yeah listen okay I'm trying to think what the real answer is. Like, I think I'd but I don't want to sleep.
Akiva,
like,
tell your bosses at NBC next Olympics that this is the strategy. Okay. Like, hi, I'm a former Olympian blank.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn the Olympics on, see if you like it.
Okay.
And then once it's on, then people don't turn it off. But I think it's really good. You just got to get them to turn it on.
So you got to get hold on, I'll write this email right now to they're probably sleeping.
Maybe they should be like the opening ceremonies, like, with all due respect, that can be a snooze. Yeah, like you want get them in the door with something. Of like, hey,
so should they do like skateboarding at the opening ceremonies?
No, do something totally like unrelated to the Olympics, and then they just have it on. Like, what's something that everybody would want to see?
Oh, so like, do something that has nothing to do with the Olympics to sell
them in the door, and then they.
So you want me to send? You want me to like pitch this to like the heads, to the people who run the Olympics? Like
the idea is the Olympics on, it's hard to turn them off. So how do we get them to turn it on?
Yeah, I'm writing this email.
That
we should
be the
trick
question.
People.
Not trick people.
We should,
tempt people.
We should convince. Okay, we should convince. Hold on.
Get people. How did we get them to turn on the Olympics?
People to.
Like, maybe have like a coupon code where if you turn the Olympics on, we'll send
coupons
you $5.
Streets, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so we should pay people.
Yes. Yes, but then you make it back.
We make it. Oh, okay. We should convince people to turn on the Olympics by offering them a $5 coupon. What is the coupon to? Like more NBC shows?
Yeah, the NBC commissary.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to flex, but right now it's free. You don't need any coupon.
Who? Nobody wants free Peacock.
No, I think that is a good idea. Free Peacock.
Free Peacock?
Mm-hmm. That would be great. Okay. Yeah, we're trying to get you trying to get people to watch Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Convince people to turn on the Olympics by offering them money. Your sirs.
and madams.
And well, truly, it is madam, yes. Okay. All right, I'll take that under consideration. All right, I think I would be okay with never sleeping if I didn't need to sleep.
Okay.
I think this is so hard. I'm going to say 57% of people would keep their current schedule.
All right. And
keeping current. Sorry, keeping current. I'm gonna go lower. I thought it was the other way.
Okay,
I'm gonna say 44% of people would keep their current schedule,
and 56% of people would choose to never sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a hard one.
I think that the answer, and I feel very good about this. I feel very confident going into this one. That I think that the answer is over, and I feel like it's like a lot. People like to sleep. Who wants to be awake 24 hours a day? You think over half of the people that answered the survey would prefer to never sleep and just be up 24 hours a day?
Think about how much you could get done.
You think everyone is how many CEOs do we have out there listening to the podcast? People like to relax, enjoy themselves, go to bed, sleep in. You're sure I'd like to not be tired. I don't even think the question says that you'll never be tired. You just won't sleep. It sounds like a waking nightmare.
You'll never be tired in the question.
You would never be tired?
Yeah, you'd be awake 24 hours a day and not get tired.
Yeah. I still think that people like to sleep, and I think the answer is over. And I think by a considerable margin.
Akiva actually did set a good number.
Yeah.
It was only 1.4% off.
Oh.
But it is over. So Rob does get the point.
Oh, no. Rob wins.
Rob wins 15 to Akiva's
4. By 0.4 points.
Yeah.
You should play the Olympics music.
I'm giving you the Big Brother live feed.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I really am surprised. Shannon, what would you say? Would you have liked to be up 24 hours a day?
I would be up 24 hours a day. Yeah.
There's really not that much to do at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock
that's
in the morning.
That's true. That is true. Like, I guess when everyone's sleeping, that's when you could work, though. Because when you normally
depends
work,
depends what your job is. Stuff. Like, I couldn't
what if everything was open 24 hours a day then? What if you could go golfing at 3 a.m.?
In the dark?
I guess it's dark. Yeah, everything would need to be lit. Even it would be more light.
Podcasting, nobody's awake to podcast with me except when Akiva's in Israel.
But I think everyone would be awake because nobody would ever be sleeping.
It's the whole world?
Well, I mean, anyone who wants, it's at least 40%.
I guess I thought it was you found a genie, that everybody who wants.
Oh, so you're the only person? Well, that maybe that's why I lost. Maybe people didn't understand the question.
Mm.
Shoot.
Shannon, did you understand it as if anybody that wants the deal, like $5 off free Peacock on the Olympics?
No, I think it was just me. I would be the only one awake.
Yeah. What if they advertise the commercials? Like, hi, this is Tina Fey for NBC. I don't know. Who's Lester Holt, maybe? Hi, this is Lester Holt. Check out our coverage of the Olympics on NBC, where we have the feel good commercials.
So you think they should promote? Hold on. We should convince people to turn on the Olympics by offering the money. Hold on. Yes. Let's promote the commercials during prime time. Okay.
Yeah.
We have the best commercials.
We have the best commercials.
Best commercials.
The commercials that will leave you feeling good about mm-hmm. yourself.
Let's promote the commercial. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about adding the hot dog eating contest to the Olympics? That was my big idea. Like, who brings up more American pride than...
It's gross. I wouldn't... Do you want to watch people eating in normal motion?
Well, we have the best camera people. Like, we would have better camera angles.
No, I'd rather watch in standard def.
Okay, so you could switch to standard def. But I think Joey Chestnut is probably the greatest American at this point in time. And, like, he would bring so much, you know, pride to the red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
It would think, like, Kobayashi finally comes back. Chestnut versus Kobayashi at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the mailbag. Rob wins the census.
I thought you want to get some demo graphics.
What are the demo graphics?
Yes. So we asked, are you a Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast listener? 90% said yes.
Okay, that's pretty good. I'll take it. Said, I mean, that means we have at least 1,000 listeners, Rob, because there are 1,160 people answer the question. That's pretty good.
What if we promoted the commercials?
Like on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast?
Yeah, I don't know how we get NBC, like, different commercials.
So basically, like, NBC's paying for commercials on this podcast in which we promote the commercials on the Olympics.
Oh, NBC, that would actually be really great if it was mm-hmm, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Should I ask them? P.S. I have a podcast. It's not like that popular. It's like, it's more of a loss leader.
Mm-hmm. Just 1,000 listeners.
But mm-hmm. But the people who like it really like it. Mm-hmm. It's very fun. We named the baby. Well, we didn't really name the baby. This is Rowan.
We did name the baby. The parents.
We named the baby. They didn't follow it. Tried to set up our listeners on dates once. It did not really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Podcast was okay.
Two songs.
We made a documentary about us. That was good. What else did we do? Two censuses. Usually, sequels don't do as well as the originals.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we asking them again?
I mean, do they want to buy any commercial
time? Oh, yeah. Do you guys need, like, you guys have any extra money?
Commercial time to promote their commercials.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this promote, is like arbitrage.
Yes. Promote your commercials. Kind of a quid pro quo.
Because our ad rate is going to be less than their ad rate.
Oh, yeah. Very cheap ads. I never listened to the show myself, but I don't know if there are actually any ads on it at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this would be for the Winter Olympics. I mean, this is
At this point, late. Okay. Winter Olympics. Also, we love football. Winter Olympics are during Super Bowl. You guys are televising both of them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Could be some sweet counter. I'm not counter programming. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that in though.
Yeah, and we do have a percentage of our audience that isn't even watching the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, we have data. NBC. That's what people want. We have data like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Okay. So 90% are Rob and Akiva listeners. What else is there?
We asked what country you're from. 24 countries were represented. Survey.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a guess of the top five?
Rob, you want to guess?
Top five countries that responded. I mean, USA.
Yeah. Yep.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Australia. Mm-hmm. Okay, number four is going to... I'll say the United Kingdom.
Yep.
And then I'll say New Zealand, five.
New Zealand, six.
Oh, wow. I mean, New Zealand's small, so I'm actually surprised.
Yeah.
What do you think is five, Rob? Here are the options. Mexico,
mm-hmm.
Germany... Like, is there a random country, like Sweden? Listen, from Sweden, India, China.
Hmm.
Those are my options.
It's none of those options.
None of those.
Yeah, Brazil? What is it?
Switzerland?
It's Israel.
Israel.
Oh, okay, fine. But you said that's only four. That's not really.
Yeah, it drops off rapidly.
Okay, that's not all right. Fine. Okay. That's four people. All right, but those are all countries where everyone speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
If we should we translate this podcast?
To every language?
Not to every language. Like, we'll start small with like Spanish and French.
Mm.
Clearly, we're doing nothing in France.
We have a very small percentage of the audience that speaks more than one language.
That's a good pitch, though. Mm-hmm. All of our listeners know English. Mm-hmm. Not that big in France, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just letting the bosses know. All right. What any other demographics with the states? How many states were represented?
We were not represented in two of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
We're South Dakota and Wyoming.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So South Dakota and Wyoming, you just blew your shot at the next live event.
That's right. I would say we are down to 48 states. Someone's in Alaska. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Lydia Jacoby's family. She won a gold medal at the Olympics.
Who in Alaska?
Only one pool in all of Alaska, but somehow she won a gold medal.
Yeah.
That's good.
The Midwest was the most represented with 32%, and then Southeast and Northeast both had 25%.
Oh, interesting. So maybe the Midwest is earning the RNAP live show in 2026.
I mean, I don't want to say this, but they already did earn the live show, right? Is it Minnesota and the Midwest?
Maybe we'll come back. Maybe that's where the key demo is.
It's possible. I mean, Cleveland's in the Midwest, and that's where Shannon's Island is. So
it's more north Cincinnati, but yes, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. That's an option.
Yeah.
All right. Big in the Midwest. Haven't really broken through in Wyoming or South Dakota. Mm-hmm. You have at least one listener in North Dakota.
Yeah.
What state was number one, New York or California?
New York was one. California was two.
You know, there are way more people in California than New York. But I guess they have they're not really podcast listeners.
I also added population density. So listeners per 100,000.
Yeah.
And Washington, D.C., which I left out originally, is number one.
Well, Washington, D.C. was very mad, Rob. Shannon only included the 50 states. And people were like, what about D.C.? So I added it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, I had to do everything for this podcast.
Forgot it was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Included like 240 countries. Some of them are made up.
Okay.
Couldn't add the 51st, you know, whatever it's called. All anyway, right. Anything else? Any other demos?
Yeah, we have age, which I broke out by generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. This is important.
How old are our listeners?
Millennials led with 68%.
Okay, this is big. I'm letting the NBC people know.
68%.
68% of the... and what did we define as millennials? Them self-define.
It was a little tricky because I asked for age and we're in the middle of a year.
Yeah.
So I had the millennials as 25 to 40.
25 to 40. Okay.
All right, now, a 40 is not a millennial. Like, I'm the world's oldest millennial. I'm 37.
Based on the years that I got from Wikipedia...
Yeah, but I think those first couple of years, those are
millennial.
You're practically a millennial. You're an honorary millennial.
Yeah.
What was the most common age?
Most common was 30.
30. Okay.
Average.
Demos would murder for 30. They would kill for 30.
Yeah.
The average was 32. Put that in the
email to NBC.
It's in there. 30 is the most popular age.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you guys think that 40-year-olds are millennials, or do you agree that I'm like the oldest at 37?
Even in the next census,
somebody asked me if I was 35. I felt very good.
Yeah, somebody just said, "Are you 35?"
Yeah,
it's a very specific question,
Rob. People get no. Someone, I think they just guessed my age, and they're like, "I think you're 35." People can ask
to guess my age.
People are very. I didn't ask them to guess my age. Here's the thing: people say, "Oh, I'll mention like, oh, my kid, like, oh, you have kids. How old are they?" And they're probably expecting me to say like 6 years old and 4 years old or 2 years old, whatever. And I drop 15 and 12. I have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look like I have 15 and a 12-year old, and they're very shocked. Then I immediately have to respond and say, oh, I got married when I was 20. This conversation's happened many zillions of times in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I have girls who are 15 and 12 and boys who are 7 and 4. And they're like, what? That's insane. First of all, that's a lot of kids. And then they're like, yeah. And then I say, I got married when I was 20. Or sometimes if I'm not in like a work setting, I'll say I was very popular in high school, make the joke. Those are my two lines. I guess that's not a line. I did in fact get married when I was 20. I didn't have a kid until I was 22.
I wouldn't not put crazy. This part in the email.
No, this is not.
I wasn't sure if you were still just dictating.
No, I'm not. I do have this all typed out. But and this is also like PPS at this point in the email. No, that is true. I won't mention it. Like, I mean, maybe they'll like be impressed. Like PPS, I have four kids to feed. Some of them are very old and large.
they eat a lot.
They eat a lot of food. My son, you ever have this? Like my son, we got pizza a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And My 4-year-old had like 3 full slices and wanted more.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, I ate one slice and I'd like, I don't know. Like, cause also I, you know, as a parent, I'm always eyeing the extra slices.
Yeah.
It was upsetting. Your kids ever just like eat an absurd amount of pizza?
Sometimes we got like a thing of like, we got tacos the other night, and then, my oldest son had 5 tacos. I was like, dude, this is.
Yeah. And a lot of times kids aren't interested in eating. Like kids don't like, you know, they eat when they're hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than candy. So
is
sometimes
this boring, this part.
Yeah. NBC will not buy this podcast. Yeah. All right, fine. Are we done with the demographic, Shannon?
Didn't love that part.
Shannon,
we should have been talking about our pets.
There's a couple more.
All right, quickly.
Yeah, gender, 55% male, 43% female.
Okay, I think it's the same as last time.
Also asked, would you consider yourself smarter than the average person completing the census? About 70% said yes.
Yes, okay.
Which means 200 people.
So compare that to the humble question, though.
Mm-hmm. Our listeners are very humble.
Of being smart and saying you are not humble, but it wasn't like much.
Mm-hmm.
Men were more likely to say they were smarter than the average census taker, which
well, that's because, not a surprise, Shannon.
And those who listened to Renap were more likely to say they were smarter than the average census
taker. Okay, well, we taught them a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, excellent job, Shannon.
Yeah. You know how you know a person is smart? Because or a person isn't smart, they're taking censuses about podcasts they don't listen to.
So, the 10% of people who...
Like why are you taking a census for a podcast that you don't listen to and you won't listen to find out what people said in the census?
Well, maybe they will. Maybe this was going to drag them in. Like, this was essentially a commercial for our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Are we going to do a mailbag? All right. We'll play the music and then give us rapid fire, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, rapid fire.
All right, here's what I think. We should do 4 questions in 4 minutes, spin the wheel immediately, get us out of here.
All right, boom.
Start the clock, Shannon, okay?
Okay.
And Shannon, do you want to take the first question quickly?
That's okay.
You don't have any ideas.
Aren't you in a hurry today? When you went all in on like a green versus blue. Like, no, I'm not. No. When I get to work, I am in a hurry.
Yeah,
and now we're in like, this is like, Todd Bowles clock management here.
Well, okay. Question 1. This is from Christina. Rob gets an au pair. Okay. So I don't know how big Rob's new house is going to be.
Yeah. Oh. Now, is this from Christina?
It's from Christina.
Okay. Christina for that we had on from the Stan tournament.
Oh, yeah. This is your best friend, Christina. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, my best friend.
If also, there's a separate space.
Shout out to Rob's biggest fan, Felipe, for having a birthday this week. What does Rob gets an au pair look like? Because, it might be funny if we could get Nicole on the podcast and just have her get mad about who would be, but she would hate having an au pair.
Oh, yes. But, okay, so I don't know how big Rob's house is going to be. Well, it's really going to depend on, you know, when NBC says about buying the podcast. Mm-hmm. But if there's a separate space, I would like to pitch me coming to live with Rob, Nicole, and the boys as their live-in nanny. I was an au pair 13 years ago in England.
Oh, I thought this was like a contest. Is it like a tournament?
Well, no, I mean, it might be. She's going to be similar to the fact that she said she was your best friend.
Yeah.
What if we had an au pair contest?
I would love it. Nicole's sister Nino comes on. Nicole, I think.
Hold on. Let's see. She hated being an au pair. She was an au pair in England. So she's like basically Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I wasn't living with my best friend, Rob, and taking care of the 2 coolest kids in podcasting. I'm a teacher by trade. Can up work with the kids, drop offs, pick offs. I don't know how this is an episode of Renap, but maybe interviewing Nicole and the boys about their thoughts on me coming to live with them. No one asked for this, but basically we just love to hang with the fam.
Let me ask Nicole
call her now?
Let me text her?
Yeah. Okay. Can we get an au pair?
Okay. All right.
We only have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah. 4 minutes.
All right, I'll text Nicole. You go to the next.
Text Nicole, idea. Can we get an au pair? By the way, not so related, but she's my best friend.
Yeah. How would you feel about an episode of Renap where a potential au pair, I don't know how to spell it. Shannon, you spell au pair?
AU. Well, I don't think this is going to help Christina's case, but she spelled au pair like very wrong.
That's not important.
It's not, spelling's not important. Well, because it's 2 words. She spelled it like it's like YouTube. Like there's another capital in the middle. It's AU space lowercase PAIR. running out of time here.
Okay, go. All right.
Liz says daily routine. Robin and Akiva go through their daily routine hour by hour from the time they get up, time they go to the bed, and they share notes. It should be the exact same date, and they should. So basically, we're going to like say what we did during a day.
Shannon, are you interested in that?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'll take you through my days right now. 1:30.
Do we have that kind of time?
1:30, I take like the bus to work.
Yeah.
Big shuttle. 2 o'clock till like 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. I work. Then I get home at like 2:30. I watch like 3 hours of the Olympics when I need to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sleep for 5 hours. Then I wake up and I do a podcast or that's it. And then I just do the same thing again. And it's Groundhog Day. It's like a million days in a row. What about you? What are your days like? I'm sorry. We don't have time. All right. Yeah. We got to spin the mail. We got to spin the wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
Run out of time for Rob's
Day. I think that's not exciting enough.
Okay. Well, I have a chock full mailbag next week.
All right. Well, you have one more idea?
Okay, fine. Rob and Akiva join the LFC. Rob and Akiva bring on Taryn Armstrong and do live feed updates that day. No, I don't want to do Big Brother.
Akiva's already doing Big Brother.
I am doing Big Brother. You're late to the party, Colin.
Yeah.
Rob and Akiva, Audrey says Rob and Akiva become Swifties. We bring on a Taylor Swift expert, and we talk about the rise and fall and rise again of Taylor Swift. I don't think she really ever fell, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Now someone's talking in the hall.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Sure. That's what we're here to do, right?
A couple weeks ago, I was trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And like,
the wall,
like by my head was like, there was a lot of noise going on.
Yes. And then what did you do?
I did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just very weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Whatever. Someone was having a good time.
I mean, one person, or do you think it was more than one person?
Oh, it was more than one person for sure.
Yeah. Was it more than two people?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was exactly two.
Exactly two. All right.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Yeah.
Nicole said whatever.
I think she's willing at this point to get an au pair.
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't hell no.
Oh, you don't even need your kids are in school like 20, like 52 weeks a year.
No, we had COVID in the classroom here a couple of weeks ago. So,
I was talking to someone who's a teacher in North Carolina, and I said, my great friend just moved to, just moved to North Carolina. I told him where, and he said, that's like the only school district where they have school like,
year round,
every
school day
of the year, basically.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to run through everything that's on the wheel. We'll just spin the wheel. Okay. Yeah.
You could listen to the old wheels. Go to a wheel list.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. But, yes.
But take off no Taskmaster and no Libra season or whatever month it is.
Okay. So no Taskmaster. And actually, you know what? I think I'm actually looking at the old version of the wheel. Let me just.
Is it an old wheel?
Yeah, that we had one, an older one, and I have to switch to the more updated. It had old stuff on the wheel. Okay.
My wife's going. Should I take this on the podcast?
that's your call.
No, I'll wait.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So we'll go into the wheel. And all right,
I was going to say, should we have Mara's choice? If
yes, okay, all right. Taurus season and Taskmaster are not eligible.
Not eligible.
Okay, all right. Here we go. And this is, I mean, we should have talked about this ahead of time, but maybe this. You want to say this is for in 2 weeks? Well, wait till the Olympics.
Let's see what comes up. Okay. Let's see what comes up.
All right, here we go. Here's this week's wheel spin.
Shannon, you could be a guest choice.
Oh, it's people's choice.
Okay, fine. That's okay. Good.
All right. So now here we go.
Three more times. I definitely have time for this. So great.
This always goes fast. Okay.
I'm going to eat this week.
Three fast, three furious.
Okay. All right. That might do well. That's okay. Exciting. Yeah.
Coin flip.
Okay. Flip a coin.
Okay, should we do the coin flip now? Should Shannon flip the coin? Yeah,
Shannon, flip a coin.
While Shannon's flipping the coin, I'll tell you what the third choice is.
Okay.
People's choice. Oh, boy.
What the hell?
Is that just a re-spin, Shannon? What do you think?
Isn't there a rule about this?
Wait, people's choice.
People's choice just gets
two spots?
Can
we take this one at a time? Now let's do coin flip first. Let's do coin flip first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shannon, do you have a coin?
Yeah. Does someone want to call it?
Yeah, Rob, call it in the air.
Heads.
It's heads.
Okay.
Rob, what do you want to add?
Boy,
The peeved off. Do you want to add the core four, sex and the Kiwi?
I'm trying to think of something that could have a chance to beat Three Fast, Three Furious. I'm going to say the only thing that I could say that would be there might be peeved off, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I know at times that I think the wheel is dummy skinny right now.
Yeah. We have to, next week, we're adding a lot of stuff.
Okay. All right. So then is it just another spin? What are we doing for the third option?
Wait, so you're adding, what are you adding? Peeved off?
Peeved off.
So the third one would, I don't think we're people's choicing a people's choice right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just a spin again.
Yeah. Spin one more time.
Okay. Third spin redo is going to be peeved off.
All right. Spin one more time.
All right. Let the people vote.
What's Colin?
Robin Akiva gets soapy.
Okay. All right. So it's Robin Akiva gets soapy.
I don't think that has much of a chance, but
I don't think that has much of a chance.
Okay.
Peeved off. Robin Akiva gets soapy. Three Fast, Three Furious. Okay.
Okay. Good to know. If it's Robin Akiva gets soapy, could we say that we'll
be back? I think this is a wrong number. I'm answering this live on the podcast.
Okay. Hold on. All right.
Hello. Is it emergency? Okay. I'm on Renap. Bye.
Wrong number?
No, it was Mara, but I didn't direct. It's like it's not her normal number. I didn't.
Yes.
Must be at her boyfriend's house. Okay. Anyway.
So she's calling you from her boyfriend's phone.
No, she has like a separate phone from like Florida, whatever.
I
don't know what she called three times.
Yeah, I mean, most people that have a boyfriend do have a burner phone.
That's true. That's true.
Not if they're with a ghost, though.
Yeah.
They have a Ouija board.
Okay, so those are the three options. We will put that in a poll. I don't know when the next episode could be next week. Could be in 2 weeks.
I would say that why don't we just say that we're here, okay? We're going to post the poll. We are going to be back, not next weekend, the weekend after that. All right.
Okay,
let Akiva catch his breath. The man is busy writing emails.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Listening to his neighbors.
Try not to, yeah.
Okay. So, the only thing that I could say is that do you want to incentivize the audience of if it's Robin Akiva gets soapy, we'll do a podcast next week.
So I should incentivize, like, guys, I have not had like a minute to talk to my family, but like, I will watch 5 soap opera episodes next week. You think that's really what I should be pitching?
That the other two will be in 2 weeks, but get soapy is it?
I would say the opposite almost makes sense.
What's
that? I don't think I could watch three or 9 movies of Fast and the Furious. So I think that is definitely
you think
not
it would be harder to watch. 4 days of soap operas potentially than 3 Fast and the Furious.
I think both are truly impossible.
You tried to change it to somebody else is watching a third of the movies.
I think that's still a good idea, but I think both are impossible. I think only the peeve off is even possible.
Okay.
Even that's not easy.
So let's take a week to pause, let Akiva get his life back together.
Okay.
And then we'll be back with a new Renap episode. You feel like that we could have something for the weekend of August 14th and 15th?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so sometime we'll record during that week. When did the Olympics end? The 7th, 8th?
Yeah, next weekend.
Okay, all right. So and then after that, we'll be back with a new Renap episode. All right, Shannon, anything you want to promote?
No, I.
Where can people follow you? You did such a great job today.
I don't think they can follow her. She's not.
I don't do Twitter, private? Instagram. I don't just have it. I'm on Reddit sometimes.
Do you have a TikTok?
Not to post stuff, but to watch things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Reddit handle you want to plug?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But
Do you have Flare? Do you have Flare in the Renap subreddit?
All right. So people can find subreddit. You can make a post there,
but be nice. It. She's in there, so be nice to her. Yeah, don't if you love this episode. I'm sure you did, but.
I take criticism. Didn't
say it wasn't Shannon's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of a Rob's issue.
All right. And then Akiva, where can we hear you?
Right now, this is the only podcast I've been doing the last couple of weeks. I think Allie took my place on 32 Fans this week, a couple episodes with Jester.
Okay. So they got
not done NGOG.
They commiserated without you.
Mm-hmm. I have not done NGOG, but maybe we will get back on that horse very soon. 32 Fans.
If it makes you feel any better, I did a 5-hour podcast with Allie Lasher the other day.
No, that makes me feel worse. Mm-hmm. My friends are hanging out, and I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Jordan Kalish told a poem about a bagel for like 3.5 minutes.
Okay, I'll check it out when the Olympics are over. So the so I got 30 fans.
Jordan Kalish makes like the Olympics logo with bagels.
Yeah, I think that would do big numbers on Twitter.
Yeah, he should do that.
Are there seeds on the bagels, or is like
we should end it with seeds, baby? So it's basically mm-hmm. like,
all right. he'll do that. Look at Mr. Seeds, knowing the baby. Olympics music.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go out on that.
All right. We're going out with the song of the summer. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
I'm out of excuses. There's no doubt. I think I might just sell my house and quit my job. Sleep on someone's couch. No more Zoom unless we're on the freeway. Rip up your fake.